one and a two and a three and a show. Hey, everybody, it's us again.
Yeah, we're back.
Kyle and Orion.
Yeah.
I just had a terrible thought.
Both of us this time.
It's the only show on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is both of us. Orion is back. Orion, where have you been?
Partying like a rock star.
Where have you been all my life?
God, I've missed you. Jesus Christ.
How was your week?
Fun-filled and full of all kinds of bullshit and fun.
Oh.
Kind of a mix, you know. How was yours?
I just dated more cripple girls.
That's awesome. That's great.
I don't know how much of that you heard, because you, Orion and I were
heard
talking.
Enough.
Yeah. Orion and I were talking before the episode. He said he listened to part of the last episode, the one that I did by myself, where I was talking about dating cripple girls. Which for anybody who missed the last episode, I wasn't really dating cripple girls. I was dating virtual cripple girls in a cripple girl dating simulator.
I was laughing the whole time because it got into such detail like, oh, the game is really well done. Kyle, it's a cripple girl game.
That's why I used the word surprising, yeah. I think, several times. It was a surprise to me. I expected it to be this garbage bullshit game was like all about just debasing crippled girls.
Yeah.
And I expected it to be ridiculously stereotypical and whatever, but it wasn't. It was it's surprisingly well written sensitive, and they come across as real people. And I did date one more cripple girl after the last episode. I did. I went for Rin, the artsy chick who has no arms. She was the most intriguing one left, in my opinion. I only had the deaf girl who's the head of student council. It's like, I don't care that you're deaf. I wouldn't want to associate with you anyway, bitch.
Yeah.
And the blind girl who's like just, she's a real priss. You know, she's super nice, but she's all prim and proper, and she has tea all the fucking time. Like,
yeah.
So I went for the artsy chick who was kind of crazy and paints with her feet. And that one was pretty interesting as well.
God, you're so popular.
She's so popular?
No, you are.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I get around. Yeah. Round, get around. I get around.
The satisfaction you get out of that, it just cracks me up.
I didn't get that much. Like, I wasn't like...
Like, you're like...
My life is finally complete. I've dated all these cripple girls. I get bored, man.
I know.
Like, there's not a lot for me.
But don't ruin it. I pictured you, like, scoring the girl and kind of pushing yourself away from
your desk. I don't like to look at it that way. I don't
going,
like to look at it as scoring.
Yeah.
We made a romantic connection,
man.
And it was tugging at my heartstrings because with Rin in particular, the crazy girl, she has a lot of trouble relating to other people. She's supposed to be autistic or something because she has a lot of trouble relating to other people and, like putting her thoughts into words and stuff. And so there's this barrier between you the whole way through. And like, you're trying desperately to get closer to her and she seems to be kind of not letting you in. And I can't do it justice.
I dare you to play the fucking game. No,
I dare you.
No.
You'll cry like a baby. Yeah. You cry at birds.
I get very emotionally involved in whatever I do.
You see a bird take it off because your car's coming down the road and you bawl like a baby. You would be just sobbing at the heartwarming stories of these cripple girls.
So much beauty in the world, even if they're armless and full of autism.
Interestingly enough, the first two girls that I went after in the cripple girl game, which is Katawa Shoujo, by the way, if you missed the last episode.
Yeah.
the first two cripple girls I went for, you get to kind of learn how they got crippled.
Yeah.
The armless artsy chick, it's never explained as far as I can tell in the game. There may be some like bio on the website or something that explains it, but
of course,
never comes up really. It's just, she's the armless girl who paints with her feet.
Way to fuck up, man.
It's not a fuck up. That's the see. This is what
I'm talking
about. Is
that part of the mystery?
No, I'm not part of the mystery. But like, this is what I'm talking about when I say it's surprising. Like, not that they couldn't have told you how she lost her arms or didn't grow arms or whatever the fuck happened, and still be sensitive. But like, it's irrelevant. Like, whatever particular struggles that come up because she has no arms are kind of relevant. But it's she's just a girl.
You're
totally into, who paints with her feet.
It shouldn't matter,
Anyway, you're such a dick.
I'm sorry.
I dare you to play it.
Okay,
I will fucking dare you.
I'm writing this shit down.
And you can't...
Play that game.
See, I think the internet is conspiring to make me feel like a total gaylord here, because Sean Ryan of Method to Madness and Alpha Protocol, and generally being a big old anime nerd, mm-hmm. he had said a while back, I saw him say it on Twitter or something, that he was going to play that game and he wanted to do a review of it. And then I saw him say, after I did that episode, I saw him say, or heard him say, I can't remember which, that he played like 5 minutes of it or something. He played a very small amount of it and got bored and stopped playing it. So I think the internet is conspiring against me to make me sound like a huge faggot, basically. But you can't stop at the beginning. You have to get past being in the hospital. You have to get to the actual school,
yeah,
and talk to some girls.
All right.
If you're going to try.
I wouldn't bail out on you, Kyle. I'd get through it all.
You won't. Sorry. You'll be like, oh, but yeah, baby. I mean, and then I had to finally watch Awake.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
No.
Nope. I stopped watching it. I watched the first two episodes. You didn't watch them. I was like, I was only doing this so we could talk about it.
The past 3 days, solid. It has been planned for Aldi and I, and it's totally my fault to watch and catch up on Awake.
Mm-hmm.
And I always end up kind of bailing. Like, she's like, do you want to watch it yet? Come on. And I'm like, yeah. It's kind of late, you know. the window I get for free time,
mm-hmm.
you know, I really want to watch it, but there's other shit, priorities.
How much, baby, could there possibly be? You sit him in that thing, he cruises around the room.
Oh, I could easily not give a fuck all day and just put him somewhere.
Yeah.
Let him do his own thing, which I think my parents did with me.
Just put him in that little thing that he runs around in. Yeah. Lock him in the bathroom. He's too young to be forming memories now anyway. Yeah. It's not like you can really fuck him up.
Exactly.
So, yeah, just hide him in a closet, like wrap him in some blankets, and watch Awake.
Part of me thinks it might be damaging the amount of time I spend with him.
Yeah, you're making him a pussy.
You gotta let his mind run. His imagination run wild, you know. You can't be in his face the whole time.
You got to toss him outside to play in the dirt.
Yeah, yeah. So
build up a nice immune system and learn to socialize with bugs.
Feed him some horrible things. Yeah,
poison.
Yes.
Not like a strong poison. Yeah. Something that you can like pump his stomach and he'll be okay.
Yeah. But
well,
yeah.
Good. We've got baby poison talk out of the way.
Yeah, good. Because never mind. Jesus Christ.
So you want to hear like... I've been thinking weird things.
Yes, I want to hear about
lately.
That.
Like the other day I was at work and I was looking at my hand.
Okay, God.
Which is already kind of strange. Like you'd think I'd be at work and I'd be working, but no, yeah. I was looking at my hand.
All right.
And it's been a little slow lately at work. Okay. So I'm looking at my hand, you know, checking it out, looking for any new developments.
Yeah.
And there weren't any. But I'm looking at the veins in the back of my hand,
yeah.
which I can't really see right now. I must have gained some pounds since earlier in this week when I was looking at my veins. But I was looking at the veins in the back of my hand, and I started imagining them turning into like roots or roots, depending on where you live. And so I'm imagining like all the veins in my body turning into like wiry plant life.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started imagining, I remembered this video I saw. I've actually seen two, one where both involve scientists who are totally awesome and not mass murderers, where they find an ant hill or like an ant colony, and they pour either molten liquid metal or cement into the ant colony. They wait for it to set and then they dig it up and they're like, check this out. Look at this crazy shit. God. These ants are nuts. Look how much of this shit they built. And they like present this metal sculpture or whatever.
That's horrible.
Meanwhile, there was an ant holocaust yeah. in the name of science. But I started thinking about that. And then I was like, what if you could do that to a person in their veins?
Oh my God. That's
genius. What would that look like?
Oh.
I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would.
I think we should do that to people on death row.
Yeah.
The only problem is you have to like, after that, you kind of have to wait for all the rest of it to kind of rot and fall away.
Yeah.
Or how would you get rid of everything around it? Otherwise, like I thought
they'd
maybe
find a way.
Maybe you could burn it, but I don't know.
Laser it off.
Yeah. And the bones would probably stick around anyway. Okay. Laser it off.
Yeah.
LASIK flesh removal.
There's some pretty advanced laser surgery out there. Yeah. They could just remove it that way. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Another crazy thing I was thinking about this week for no real reason whatsoever. I don't even think I've ever eaten this cereal, but why does Boo Berry wear that hat?
Oh, man.
Why does he wear that hat?
I don't know. I was thinking about this when they brought back, because I work at the grocery store, they brought back these cereals, and I'm like, they didn't care to change the look, you know, because nobody fucking knows.
Yeah.
These kids nowadays, they don't know what the fuck that was. Oh my God, they brought it back, Mom. Yeah, you weren't alive. So
they did change the look, though. Unless they changed it back. No. They changed it huge. Unless they changed it back again. Hold on. Because Boo Berry looks terrible now.
Oh, yeah.
Because he used to be this
cartoony.
He used to be this like cartoony, sad, drunk ghost. Like with this hat and his bow tie. See, here's what he used to look like.
Yes.
And
yes,
I just threw shit across the room. Okay. Now, let me show you what he does look like. Last I knew. Come on, load.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, let's try this one over here. I think he's even wearing a different kind of, or it's a different color hat
still
anyway.
Still looks drunk.
Yeah, he does still look drunk, but like he looks scary now. Like, and not in a regular ghost, like he looks creepy now, like a pedophile creepy, or not necessarily like a pedophile, but that kind of creepy. Not horror movie creepy, but like some creepy guy you'd see on the street.
Yeah, see, I had only seen like the more cartoon-like boxes of cereal. I haven't seen those.
Okay.
They kind of look almost CG a little bit.
And he looks like he's gotten fat too.
Yeah.
Like he used to be this little goofy ghost guy. But regardless, why is he wearing a bow tie?
Yes.
And a hat.
And the hat.
He doesn't wear any other clothing. He doesn't even have a body, really. He doesn't have any legs. He just kind of tapers off into this little squishy tail.
Yeah. I wonder this shit all the time when I work cereal, because I stock not only the generic brands that have been around forever, but you stock some off-brand shit, and they always, every once in a while, depending what kind of cereal it is, like if it's for kids, they always feel the need to throw in some kind of character. And you look at it and the design and what it is, and I can't question it anymore, Kyle. I can't, because it's all, in my opinion, created by someone on acid. Someone tripping acid was just sitting there with a blank canvas and was like, I fucking got it. I got it. I got it.
A ghost.
And yeah,
with a hat
and a bow tie.
And a bow tie. And he's either drunk, sad, or both.
Yeah. And you don't show that to a bunch of kids and they go, oh, I love it. They don't give a fuck. They just market it and hope for the best.
Well, I was thinking about him and his hat and his bow tie, and I was thinking about why would a ghost have a hat and a bow tie? They don't serve any functional purpose whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if this is like some kind of sad holdover from his, like he's a ghost now. He gets a ghost name. I doubt his name was Boo Berry before he died.
Yeah.
So now he's got like this whole new identity. He probably doesn't even remember his previous life, but there's like this lingering, like subconscious thing that manifests a hat and a tie, some memory that he can't even quite recall.
That's how I imagine
former life
it would work. You know,
he used to be an entertainer or something.
Yeah,
and he would wear this crazy hat and this bow tie, and he would go up on stage. And now this is all that he's got left from his life.
He reminds me, or I imagine he used to be like a black dude. He doesn't look it now.
He kind of looks it in the creepy version.
But by wearing the hat and the bow tie, he would walk into a place and for some reason think people would be impressed, and especially women. He's like, bump into these guys.
He'd walk into a whites-only restaurant.
He's like 50-year-old black guys, and they're dressed snazzy. And I laugh.
Yeah, but they dress black snazzy. Like, I don't know who you're talking about specifically, but
no one's impressed.
Old black guys dress black snazzy.
They
like, they wear shit that if a white dude wore it, you would think, like, what a fucking corn dog.
Yeah.
But these black guys can get away. They wear suits made out of couch. Made out of couch material. Like, a couch my family had in 1986, they wear suits made out of that. And a bow tie.
Yeah.
And they, like, if a white dude was wearing that, you'd think he was trying to sell you used popcorn or something.
Or a vacuum, yeah.
But no, when a black dude does it, it's baller.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fine gentleman.
Your old boss at the place I work?
Yep.
Still dresses like that.
I believe it.
And it's never snazzy in the way of like a bright orange, you know, suit slash tux. It's always the couch material. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And he gets made fun of, but he doesn't give a shit.
No.
Oh, man.
I kind of think the new Boo Berry, the new like weird kind of rendered Boo Berry, the one that I showed you that I said looked kind of fat, he sort of looks like CeeLo Green if CeeLo Green was a ghost.
I can see that a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to post pictures of that so people know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so Boo Berry, what's his problem?
Hold on. I got one more thing.
Okay. One more thing about Boo Berry or about black people?
About black people wearing couch-like snazzy material. Right. That old boss of yours, he scored a woman. And as far as I knew...
Like consensually?
I don't know. Yes. But as far as I knew, he was single the whole time because he was a playa, you know?
Yeah.
At least he thought he was in his head. But he scored a big... white woman, like a big one.
Yeah, sure.
And I...
The white whale, they call it.
Yeah.
He landed his white whale.
My stupid brain thought it was funny because he was dressed that day because I hadn't seen him. He was dressed like a couch. And I'm like, what do women see in that? And my brain was thinking, oh, large white woman. Doesn't matter that she's white, but she's large. And he looks like a couch. And large women like
she
couches.
She wants to sit on him.
With big dicks.
Yep.
It wouldn't even have to be a black guy. If there was a big couch with a dick.
I don't know what it is about you, black man, that I'm totally into as a fat white woman. Yeah. But there's something about you that reminds me of my fondest memories. And makes me really crave Doritos.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
God damn. I don't know what it is. And she's sitting in his lap.
Oh, so pathetic.
For some reason, I keep reaching for the remote. I don't... Yeah.
But anyway, what other thoughts?
Owls are the bears of birds.
Ooh.
I don't think owls are real, and I don't think bears are real. I mentioned before that I don't think bears are real. Have you ever seen a bear in motion? They look like somebody in a bear suit.
Yes,
like
they do.
They have way too much skin for what they are. It flops around. It looks like one of the larger Muppets, you know, the ones that actually have a person inside.
Oh, yeah.
That's what a bear looks like, with the skin all flopping around.
No.
Even their noses flop around all silly. Like,
they do.
So I don't think bears are real. And owls... Owls don't even look like birds. Like,
no.
When they're flying, I guess they do, because they got the wings out and everything.
Yeah.
But like, they have those weird round heads, and some of them have like horn kind of feathery bits.
Yeah.
And they're flat faces, and the head sits right on top. It doesn't like perch out at all.
Yep.
And they kind of look like little fuzzy bird bears.
They do.
And they can turn their head all the way around. Okay, come on, birds. Don't fuck with me. I know that's not possible.
So many movies came out when I was a kid involving bears and running from bears, and there was a bear attack, or they're out in the woods and there was a bear. And you look at these bears and I'm like, because of all that skin and their nose is shaking and they just look large enough to where I could easily walk away and get away. And I wonder how they find food. Like, come here, food. Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Back. Oh, I'm tired.
I don't know how fast a bear can supposedly run, but they do seem like you could probably get away from one.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it snuck up on you. Like you just turn around and there's a bear. Like, you feel a tap on your shoulder and you turn around and there's a giant bear.
That's what they do. Evolution.
They're extremely quiet. Nature's sneakiest predators.
That would be the greatest.
Are they even... What do they eat? What do bears actually eat? Like, they're predators, right? They're carnivores.
Yep.
But all I know that they eat are picnic baskets. What are they chasing down and murdering?
I don't know.
I've never seen a bear kill anything.
I've seen them eat fish, and you have too,
okay,
I'm sure.
All right,
but they're sitting in a river all lazy, like, come here, food.
Oh, what a fearsome predator. Yeah. You go fishing... I hate everybody who likes fishing, including you, fake bears. So owls are the bears of birds.
Yeah.
Another thing I was thinking about this week, it just kind of randomly popped into my mind. I was at work, and I went out for a smoke break, because smoking is good for you kids. Pick it up. And on my way back in, I went to open the door, and you can't really... There's a little window in the door, but you can't really see. It's like one of those little slit windows, like vertical...
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah. Kind of like high schools or schools in general.
Yeah. Yeah. It's even got that weird crisscross wire in the glass. It's like safety glass. And as I'm trying to open the door, there's this little old woman that I hate at my work. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few people that I hate at my work. This is the same lady who offered to give me a ride home once, and I turned her down mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I thought it would be weird for too me to awkward. Accept the ride.
Yeah.
Because I hate her. Anyway, I open the door and she's right there, and she like acts startled, like a deer in the headlights, because we both went for the door at the same time, and I wanted to punch her in the face or just yell at her. Like I started fantasizing about how that would go. Sometimes I just want to yell at certain people,
yeah,
just to watch their brain short circuit.
Oh yeah,
like because I can't even imagine what she would break.
She would break
she right would
explode.
There. Hey, you old bitch! She would break.
Oh yeah.
It would be amazing because like, she'd shake and like sparks would come out of her.
Because they get the old women, they get startled when they honk their own horn, you know, like,
yeah,
get out of the way, beep.
But like to be met with an actual conflict,
yeah,
and one that you don't understand, like, oh, yeah, why is he yelling at me all of a sudden? I would love great. To do that. And I used to fantasize about stuff like that kind of all the time. Like I would be wandering through the grocery store, and maybe the reason I haven't fantasized about this more recently is because I just don't go to the grocery store anymore. Yeah. I buy all my goods at the gas station. But I would go to the grocery store and I'd be wandering around, and some jackass family would have their stupid little kids with them. Mm-hmm. And I would just imagine how awesome it would be to just punch a little kid right in the face as I walk by. Just like, yeah, just imagining their little head knocking back and bobbling around.
Yeah,
maybe them falling right over. And then what do people do? Like, obviously the parents would be mad at me and would mm-hmm. do something, but what do you do when somebody just punches your kid, just decks your little 10-year-old right in the face?
I think they'd be in shock. They'd run over and get into your vicinity, but that would be the end of it.
Hey, you... that was wrong. I don't know. Fuck.
I don't know. I guess it would depend on the person. Like, I could see some like big dad getting in my face and trying to beat me up, or
unless it was some guy from the sticks. Yeah, but that reminds me, there was, I think I told you this, but there was this little kid being an asshole where I work when I was at work.
Okay.
And he's just being an obnoxious, like making loud noises. One of those, you know.
Yeah.
And this old man who is my hero got annoyed, looked over, and went, "Hey!"
Like, ooh, Jesus.
That was pretty loud, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But he just yelled, "Hey," and it scared the shit out of the kid. Everybody in the aisle froze. The kid started crying. And the parents did nothing. It was awesome. They just said, "Hey, come here." That was it.
Yeah.
Get over here, you fucking...
They don't even have to be doing anything, though. I just want to punch a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I just... You don't do that. It feels like realizing you're in the Matrix, you know, and the rules don't apply. You can break the rules now. That's what it would feel like to just punch a kid for no fucking reason. Yeah. Or like push an old woman down the stairs, or like just veer and hit a pedestrian on purpose when you're driving.
Yeah.
Like all these things. Or like, I kind of understand like when somebody seems to be unmotivated and they just shoot somebody, I sort of understand, because that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I would feel...
In a way.
I'm a human fucking being. I'm not crazy. I would feel terrible immediately afterwards. But it would be kind of amazing to just walk out in the middle of a public place and just pick a person and shoot them right in the head. It would be amazing.
Goddamn. And people... Yeah, when you do things that people just wouldn't expect in a million years... It's great. I think if you had a costume or a mask of an old man, you'd get away with a lot of shit. Like if you punched a little kid and you look old enough to where they're not going to punch you back,
because
it's a senior citizen, you know, you're just fragile.
Yeah.
You could get away with quite a bit.
Yeah. And he's from a different time. This is how they dealt with children back then. You know, he's old. He doesn't understand. He'll be dead soon anyway. Just let him go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. And that's my little list of crazy things I thought this week.
You know what's funny? I have a list of just shit that entered my head.
Okay. And are you also losing your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, always.
Cool.
Probably, yeah, just working every day, slaving, you know? But I was thinking about, I was eating some black raspberries.
Sure.
And I looked down at them, and I immediately just thought of like a...
Is this going to go sexual?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Hey.
I just like to feel like a psychic.
It looked like a collective of black women's asses just kind of perched out, you know? Just one, you know, all the buds.
Yeah, sticking out. But like...
Miniature, obviously.
Yeah, I get it, but like...
Small black women.
But there's no way for... I'm picturing this black raspberry or whatever. There's no way for any amount of black women to get into that position so that all you can see is all these little asses. So now I'm picturing some horrible monstrosity that's just all asses, just all black asses. Like, it's just this horrible thing that wants you to kill it because it shouldn't exist, which is entirely sexy to me. So go on.
And I told Aldi about it because I was on break and we were both at work. And she thought I was kind of fucking sick in the head. And I'm like, come on, you know, we all have these thoughts. And then I ate one. And
we all
like,
have these thoughts. We all look
just
at
random shit.
We
random
all see shit. Asses in our food.
Everybody has strange, not just with food, but random thoughts.
Okay. You
know, granted. But I ate one and I was like, damn, that's some sweet ass. That's so dumb.
Did you say that out loud?
I did. And it was like leaking down my chin.
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Girl.
Did Aldi hit you?
No.
Nice.
No. She wouldn't eat any after, though. She's one of those people that you can do or say things that will...
You ruined it for
ruin her. Yeah. The appetite. You can't do that. You could shit in front of me, and I'm still going to eat my pizza.
Yeah, I guess it would depend... If you shat in front of me, if it was like in the, if there's
the
shit
is separate from your food, it's if there's not going on your food.
Yeah, but if there's shit just sitting in the room with me, I might not be able to. It depends. Like if I was sitting in the living room, on the couch with a whole pizza box to myself sitting in my lap, opened up facing me, I'm just shoveling slices into my mouth, and then roommate John comes in and just sits on the glass coffee table and just takes a dump right on the table and just smushes in between his cheeks and spreads out onto the table. And then he gets up and walks away. And it's just still sitting there with like his ass imprinted in this shit pate.
It's fucking disgusting.
And I'm sitting there trying to eat my pizza. I might get up and leave the room.
Oh, really?
To finish my pizza. Because now there's this like it's so close to me and I could probably smell it. And yeah, I might get up and leave the room. But like, I can't imagine a gross scene in a movie that could make me stop eating.
Oh yeah.
Maybe two girls, one cup. Although I think I'm actually kind of desensitized to that now. The first time I watched it, I got a little gaggy. I bet I could watch it right now. Not that I'm going to and be fine. That's the great thing about the internet is that it's full of gross shit and you can make yourself stronger by watching it.
You always feel safe and separate. Yeah.
Fuck you. I've seen Two Girls, One Cup. Shit in my mouth. I don't give a fuck.
I was eating a Hot Pocket when I was watching those beheading videos I was telling you about.
Yeah.
From, I don't even know where they were from, but they were like Al-Qaeda or whatever videos and... They'd find a traitor and they'd start the video. There'd always be some kind of intro and they'd read something or do something.
Yeah, don't they usually make like the guy that they're going to behead read something?
Either that or, something happens. There's an intro. The video's never just cut into the action, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they walk over like, you knew this was coming. You fucked up, man. And the guy...
I like to imagine that's what they're saying. Yeah. Hey, man. It's nothing personal, but you knew what you were getting yourself into. Yeah. I mean, shit, dog.
I assume so, because the look on the people's... There's never terror or horror on their face. They're always like, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Just get it over with.
I was pretty bad.
Yeah. And then they just saw away at it until it's off. And I'm like, ham and cheese.
I don't think I've ever been eating pizza while watching real gore like that. But I've definitely like eaten a pizza while watching some kind of fake gore, gory movie or something. Yeah. And to me, it's the same. Like my stepmom once told me that gore doesn't bother her in movies at all because she knows it's fake, which I guess makes sense. But it looks real. That's the whole point, is that it looks real. Oh, yeah. Like when I see somebody being dismembered, it doesn't really matter if I know it's real or not, if it looks real.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, apparently my stepmom just doesn't give a fuck as long as she knows it's not real. So like if you showed her one of those beheading videos and told her it wasn't real, she'd just be like, oh, that's fine. And then you tell her it's real and then she explodes. I don't know.
Ooh, I guess I can kind of get behind that because of all the movies I've seen in the scenes and whatever. Even the cheesy horror film ones where it's like laughable, but it's still pretty fucked up looking, like skin ripping off.
Yeah.
I'll later, you know, watch the beheading videos and it doesn't faze me. And I think that's why I was kind of, I think that's kind of why I was checking them out. Because I wanted to see how I'd feel about it. And it didn't...
In my relatively limited experience, I think fake gore is easier to take. Or, I mean, fake gore is worse than real gore.
Yes.
Like, they play it up. They want it to be gory. But in real life, it's usually not nearly as, like, splattery. And
that's all? That's all the blood that's coming out of that
There's
neck?
Not as much, like, shit, like... You decapitate a guy and pull his head away and there aren't like spaghetti strings and pumpkin guts hanging out of him, you know?
Yeah. God. Like executions. Yeah. You expect like brains to go flying or I don't know. But you just see like little parts of the face kind of pick off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's lame.
I don't know if I think this was one of the real scenes, but it had to have been.
Yeah.
But when we watched Faces of Death a long time ago, there was a scene where there's this guy blindfolded with his hands tied behind his back and he's like laying on the ground in some Middle Eastern country or something. Yeah. And they're shooting him in the face.
Yeah.
And his face just dents.
Yeah.
Like you can see where the bullet went in and the face like implodes right there, but there's no gore.
Yeah. You didn't see any
and he's
blood
still
or guts.
Alive. Like they hit him in the cheek and his cheek, like it's like somebody just poked him and he's made out of Play-Doh.
Yep.
And he's still writhing around and they pop off a couple of shots. They're not, I don't even know if that was an execution or if, or just a couple of psychopaths having a good time because they were in no hurry to get that done. They were just like pop, pop. And then like having a conversation, like, so what'd you do today?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing much. I went for a walk, pop, pop, get a couple more shots in.
That reminds me of that video. I don't know if you ever saw it. I think I told you about it, but that those two Russian kids that were
executed. Is this the kid that,
That were killing people, but they videotaped one.
Did they use a hammer?
Used a hammer and a screwdriver.
Yeah,
and a
screwdriver. Yeah, that's like, what I was thinking
stabbing
of.
Stabbing his stomach over and over. And it just didn't... It made me a little upset. You know, I felt icky. It was horrible, but it didn't... I expected more. I don't know. They were stabbing his stomach over and over, and there's like no real blood pouring out, you know?
Yeah.
It must have... It's all internal.
I never watched that one. I heard about it.
Don't do it. It's
but the reason I didn't watch it was because whenever I hear about stuff like that, it kind of freaks me out. Like I don't want to watch it because I'm afraid it's gonna freak me out. It's gonna upset me. It's gonna be really gross or not just gross. Like oh, that's gross. Never mind that a person died.
Yeah.
Like no, I mean it'll disturb me or whatever. But whenever I actually do decide to watch something like that, I'm like, huh, that wasn't nearly as bad as my brain thought it was gonna be.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that fucked up?
But I still usually will avoid those things anyway because my brain makes them seem really, really, really bad.
I know. And if anyone heard, if the wrong people heard that, they'd be like, see? Movies, video games, they all desensitize you. There's proof. But I don't blame that. I blame, life and how dull it is. You know, every day, it's like I look at a sunset and I'm like, really? That's it? You know,
I don't blame anything because fuck yourself. There's nothing to blame. Look, there's a massive difference between me being able to watch a video on the internet of somebody I've never heard of being murdered. Throat whistle. And me actually not giving a fuck when someone is murdered.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
That makes sense.
Like if I was walking down the street and somebody just started stabbing somebody, if I went, huh. And just kept on going to the gas station, then we've got a problem. Yeah, but that's not the way it works. I'm sitting in my bedroom all by myself, looking at the computer, completely safe. Nobody else is around.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this thing that's already done and over with. There's no reason for me to break when I watch that.
Yeah.
It would be, it's not beneficial to anyone for that to fuck me up. So why blame? Why try to place blame? Like, you're so fucked up. You were able to watch a video and not explode and not cry like a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
It's just a video.
Oh, man. I was thinking about this and how this might be too unrelated, but I'll throw it out there.
Okay.
I was thinking about the religious folk, you know.
Sure.
And how
they get, favorites.
When they get involved in it, I compare it to getting involved with a book or a movie.
In it meaning religion?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you get to this point where you stop thinking about, oh, there's a camera filming this. There's a crew behind the camera. These are actors. And you get involved, you know. But they get to the point where they can't even kind of go back and realize, oh, yeah, this is a movie.
And, I don't think they ever realized it to begin with, though.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference. Like, when I was a really little kid, I might have mentioned this before. When I was a really little kid, like super little, I thought that when an actor died in a movie that they really died.
Yeah, same here. Isn't that horrible?
Now, if I was an adult and I still thought that, like, yeah. I thought that everything that happened in movies was real, that would be similar.
Yeah.
But I don't think, because these guys, you know, who are super into religion, it's not like they were like, huh, this book is pretty popular.
I know.
I'm going to check it out. Yeah. And then somehow they forget that it's just a book.
Yeah.
They never knew it was just a book. They never knew.
Yeah. It just got passed down as truth. Yeah. But that, God, where was I going with that? I said it was somewhat related, but not really. And I forget. So
to being desensitized and stuff?
Yeah.
They're desensitized to bullshit.
Yes, I guess you could say, though I wasn't. God, what was I thinking about? Something about watching shit on the internet and having the brain to know, you know, that, what was I going to, watching shit on the internet, you know, it already happened.
Okay.
And there's no reason to cry about it right now. I mean, you can be upset and, act out like, oh, that was wrong. I just saw this cop beat the shit out of some guy, you know, whatever. You shouldn't not get upset. Well,
yeah. No. Yeah. I wasn't saying like, okay. And if you do, like if you watch a beheading video and it fucks you up,
yeah.
I'm not saying you're an asshole. Like, you know, that it's understandable, but to turn around and say, if somebody doesn't get all fucked up emotionally over it, that they are now a monster, that they're dead inside and they're, you know, whatever, they're desensitized to horrible, horrific acts of violence.
Yes.
And now you are on the road to going and committing some yourself. That's crazy talk to me.
Yeah. Because I think I was on my way to compare that to where if you are out in the world, not behind your computer, and you see an act of violence and it doesn't phase you, like a stabbing right in front of your face, if it doesn't phase you, are you crazy in a way? Because you can't put yourself in the position to realize that, oh shit, this is real, nigga. Such that a religious person can't step back and go, wow, none of this makes sense. It doesn't add up. I should question this. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I'm not really seeing the connection.
Yeah, I'm sad.
But as to, are you, like, if you see somebody get stabbed in the street and you don't react to it, you don't have this visceral reaction to it, are you crazy? I think it depends. I think it kind of depends on why you don't have the visceral reaction to it. If it's because it doesn't seem real to you, like you can't, like this isn't reality.
Yeah.
I am so desensitized from playing video games that this is just inconsequential violence. This shit just happens. Later on, they'll push the reset button on that dude and he'll be fine. Then you're crazy.
Yeah.
If you do have a reaction, but like it's really, really muted and you basically just stand there and don't do anything because you're like too taken aback by it, the whole thing is too surreal for you, I think that's different. Yeah. It sucks. Like if you see somebody getting stabbed and you just stand there and do nothing, but I don't think that makes you crazy.
Yeah.
I think that just makes you like, holy shit, nobody ever gets stabbed in front of me. Yeah, I don't know what to do in this situation.
Because I see people drop things or they need help in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And because of all the assholes I've seen, I've been desensitized to giving a shit, and I'll walk right by him. I don't fucking help. I'll be working. I'm like under oath almost, you know, like I should help the customer.
Yeah.
And they'll drop something. And I used to be like, oh, don't worry, I got that. You know, but now I just don't, I pretend like I didn't see it. I don't give a fuck. And they could be 90 years old and this woman's struggling. It fell on her face from the top shelf. and I don't give a shit anymore.
So you are your job has desensitized you to the suffering
yes.
of others.
Yes.
So
definitely.
You heard it here first, folks. Working in retail desensitizes you to the suffering of other people. It's way worse than video games, violent movies.
Yeah. And it kind of makes me I'm conflicted because when I, being a nice guy, walk into a restaurant or something, or I call a company on the phone and they treat me like, you know, like an asshole because they get a lot of assholes, I get pissed off because mm-hmm. fuck you. You shouldn't treat them all that way. But here I am at work. This could be a nice old lady who lives a good life that I'd agree with, you know, I don't know. And she drops a fucking can of soup on her face and I totally ignore it because I don't care anymore.
Well, that's another thing altogether. If I was working where you work at the grocery store and I saw an old lady drop a can of soup on her face, I might try to help, but I might walk quickly away to avoid laughing in her face.
Your shirt pulled up over your mouth
because
you're snickering. Yeah. Christ. Oh, I'm going to jump into this.
Okay. What else you got?
Work related again. At work, I was told that this beer was coming out. Every year, I guess it comes out by this microbrewery company out here called Founders.
Okay.
They make beer out here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And every year they make this limited edition beer called KBS or Kentucky Breakfast Stout. And apparently it's very popular because we got like a page of people that were on this list. And if anyone came in and asked about it, it wasn't on the shelf. It was hidden in the back. I had to call my boss.
Wow.
He had to make sure they were on a fucking list to get it.
So there's like a VIP waiting list for this beer.
All fucking day, the next day, people would find me. I could be anywhere in the store and they'd be like, hey, I couldn't find anybody else, but I'm looking for this beer. Do you have any? And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I got to call my boss. There's a list. What do you mean there's a fucking list? I didn't know about a list. Oh, that's ridiculous. All the other stores are marking it up like $10 a bottle for this shit. And the actual company, they have a pub. You go in and their kegs are dry. I can't find this shit anywhere. Blah, blah, blah.
Jesus Christ. Buy a different beer.
I know. So it got me curious. What is this beer? Well, anyway.
You jumped the list?
They ordered a little extra. Then what was on the list, and the very nice man that manages our beverage area, the alcohol area, he's a wine steward. He knows everything about wine and what food goes with wine and beer and what food goes with beer.
Otherwise known as an alcoholic.
Yeah. he let me have a case. There was a couple cases in back, and of all the people, he was like, hey, just tell your boss I said it was okay. So I'm like, sweet, I gotta try this beer. Well, anyway, I get it home, I pop one open, and I try it. And I'll give you my review, but I brought one today, and I'd like to pop it open, have you try it, and give your review, because you hate beer so much.
All right.
Because you go online, and only the snobbiest of fucks are reviewing this beer, because they're the only ones seeking it out and getting a hold of it.
Are they using whiny, not whiny, but wine-esque adjectives and things?
Oh, yeah. The only way I could describe it is it's kind of vicious and potent. But after I took a swig and I tasted some coffee and vanilla, you know, like some of those beers do, it's a stout, and stouts are very coffee-like. Afterwards, I was like, whoa, damn, this grabbed me by the balls. I tasted chocolate, like milk chocolate, and I was like, oh my god, that's yummy.
Yeah.
But the initial swig is rough. It's 11 point some percent alcohol. So I'm going to pop this open real quick.
All right. It's a live tasting.
Founders KBS. And you know, while I pop this open, I'm going to tell a story. They make a breakfast stout, and they also make this, which is a Kentucky breakfast stout. I didn't know there was a difference.
Is this one made with bluegrass?
I don't know. But I'd get calls all fucking day, like a couple months ago, from people way outside of Grand Rapids calling, saying, hey, do you guys, I've been calling all over town, all over West Michigan, do you have this beer? And I run over to this, to the shelf, and I see that we have the regular breakfast stout. And I go, oh yeah, fully stocked.
Oh,
they're like, no fucking way. I'll be right there.
So was this before you knew about the whole deal then?
Yes.
Okay.
I've talked to, I swear to God, like 16 people that came from way the fuck out because I told them we had it. When in fact we had the regular, we didn't have this really cool one, which they wanted. They had to have been.
What were they calling it? Were they just calling
it breakfast? They just called it breakfast out, the fuckers.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't blame you then.
Yeah. So it's not my fault, but all these fucks were wasting so much gas. So, I thought that was funny. So here it is.
All right.
The highly acclaimed. Now, this fucking beer, before you take a swig.
Sure.
Granted, it's a small company relative to all the other beer companies out there.
Yeah.
There's a World Beer Cup. This one, in its class, second place in the world. It's 20-some dollars for a four-pack. So take it away.
All right. The amazing Cosmickey's highly acclaimed KBS. It says on the label, there's a picture of a skull. It says, a stout ale aged in oak bourbon barrels.
Ooh.
So here we go. I'm going to take a little swig.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oof.
And your thoughts? Don't think about it too long. Whatever comes to mind, it's usually the good stuff.
It tastes like every other dark beer anybody's ever had me try.
Yeah.
It tastes kind of gross. Like, I don't like beer. Mm-hmm. The beer that I drink when I drink beer is the beer that beer snobs stick their nose up at.
Oh, yeah.
It's the stuff that they call piss and, mm-hmm. It tastes like water, which if it tastes like water to you, then your taster is broken.
Yes.
Because it clearly tastes like beer. If that's what your water tastes like, you need to get your pipes checked.
I hate that shit. You're drinking donkey piss.
It tastes like water. But every time anybody's ever had me try anything else, anything that isn't just like a standard Miller Lite or a Bud Light or a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anytime they've had me try anything else, it always tastes like that. It kind of tastes a little cough syrupy.
It tastes like coffee. Yeah.
Not coffee, cough syrup.
Cough syrup.
Yeah. It's like medicine-y.
Yeah.
I can still feel it on my tongue the way I do when I down a cup full of cough syrup.
Some NyQuil, yeah.
Yeah. I can feel it in my chest. It's kind of warm, like a cough syrup.
Yeah.
Feels like I just drank some cough syrup that wasn't flavored.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they try to make it grape flavored, and this, they were just like, fuck the grape flavoring. Just leave the poison flavoring.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah. It tastes like poison.
Yeah.
And I did not taste, the reason I was taking so long was because I was waiting for the chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe kind of like extremely dark chocolate with no sweetener added whatsoever. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But that tastes like shit.
Yeah.
So basically, you guys are fucking idiots.
No, with that information, there were, I'm not kidding, and I was told this, there were people lined out on like 3+ hour waits outside of this brewery, their pub where they serve the beer. It's like a bar. And like 70% of them didn't get in because the shit was gone. The kegs were out. But they lined up for this.
Yeah, that's
for this.
Look, I get that tastes are different. You know, like I just said, you're all a bunch of fucking idiots. You're not fucking idiots for liking it. You like it, I don't. Whatever, that's cool. But you are fucking idiots for lining up for it. Like, I can't think of a single...
But they're all like-minded enough to where it's not about the hype. No way.
No,
it's not about the flavor.
It's about, of course.
All like this one beer.
I think beer snobs are worse than wine snobs.
Yes, yes.
They're just like, ugh. I think it's because they're like, they shouldn't be any kind of snob. Because beer snobs are always dickheads with beards and flannel shirts.
Yes.
But like, they'll tuck the flannel shirt in. Because I'm a refined gentleman. They're always fucking dickheads.
Yeah.
And there's nothing refined about them except for their taste in beer. Mmm, yeah. I like a nice beer that tastes like a log.
Like an oak tree.
Yeah. I can taste the forest in this one. That tastes like a nice Idaho pine.
God damn.
Fuck yourself.
Every fuck I've ever met, whether they prefer like the expensive shit or not, they all have their own taste they will all name a different beer that's their favorite that they like. All of them. None of them are like, I really like this one. Okay, Steve, what do you like? I like that as well. So I'm conflicted as to why they all these fucks, like thousands of these motherfuckers in this town and even outside of Grand Rapids are lining up for this one fucking beer. It's got to be the hype.
It has to be.
Motherfuckers. How sad is that? How pathetic.
The regular breakfast stout is good, but it's lacking the arrogance of the Kentucky breakfast stout.
Yes.
The Kentucky breakfast stout, it's a bold, condescending beer. Just applying adjectives that have nothing to do with taste whatsoever.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's an outgoing, extroverted beer. Fucking dickheads. Lining up. Like, there's no food or drink that I would ever line up like that for.
Yeah.
Like, around, like Black Friday shit.
Yeah.
Lining up for this stuff.
Jesus.
Camping out. There's nothing that I would do that for.
Yeah.
And I love food. I'm a fat fucker.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason I'm as thin as I am right now is because I keep having to walk to the gas station to get my stupid food. And I'm still not thin. I love food. I used to eat at Wendy's every fucking day.
Yeah.
I love just stuffing my face full of shit. It's
delicious.
And I don't care what it is. You'll never get me to line up for it like that.
Oh, yeah. But I thought that was... that just really... It bugged me more than anything else. And the next day, today... the wine steward guy was like, how'd you like it? Did you try it? And I told him, I said, cause I didn't want to be an asshole and be like, it wasn't my thing. Like, well, why the fuck did I give you this beer?
You know, that massive favor you did for me?
Yeah.
Didn't really appreciate it.
So I just said, I said it was vicious, man. It was vicious. Cause, and, but velvety. Yes, I did. Because it is. Vicious. It's fucking vicious.
Vicious, but velvety. Oh,
yes.
Christ.
And, but I did say it's not my cup of tea. And he understood. Fuck you.
I like my beer a little more laid back. You know, I like a beer I can hang out with, maybe have a conversation, get to know each other. We like the same movies. But this beer was just a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's how I said it. Yeah. Basically.
God damn it. I guess that's pretty much how that went down.
But, all right, enough about the beer talk. The reason I missed last week's episode was because I was at my brother's rock show, his solo act, and I'd like to tell you the tale of me.
Ooh, okay.
Going down.
Do tell.
A few things happened that were quite interesting. Nothing fucking amazing, but so I drive down to Lansing, Michigan, where it's being held at this venue, small venue called The Loft, and I show up, I park. And as soon as I get there, I'm calling my brother because he's supposed to be there. I don't know where to go, kind of. Like, I knew where to park because we had communicated. Anyway, I find the place. I'm out front. I don't want to go in because I'm worried it's going to be loud as shit. And if I get a call, I can't talk to anybody. Like, what? Where are you? I'm in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the right side by the bar. But anyway. So I stay outside and I'm just puffing away on my thing. And I bump into some guy yells, Steve, because that's my brother's name. Steve Brower. And I look over and he goes, no way. Orion.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Did he think you were his brother? Or you were your brother?
Yeah, he thought I was.
I don't think you guys look that much alike.
I totally agree with you. Not at all. Anyway. Maybe a little. Cousins, maybe. Brothers? I don't know. Anyway.
I think you look like brothers, but not. You don't look enough alike for me to confuse the two of you.
Fair enough. So the guy comes over, and it's the... I hadn't seen this guy since high school. He was in my brother's grade, 1 year down. And he was the drummer in my brother's band when we were all in high school.
Is this the one I used to think looked like Evil Bert from Sesame Street?
Possibly.
Does he have big old eyebrows?
Not really. His name's blonde? Josh.
Okay. Nope, this different guy.
Okay. Real cool guy. I love this guy. And we were catching up. It was fun. And I'm like, where the fuck is my brother? And he's like, I don't know, man. You know, shit, I haven't seen him in forever. This guy hadn't even seen, doesn't really see his own bandmates. He was playing in one of the bands that night. And I was asking about him, like, because I went to one of the guys in his band was in my class, my graduating class. And okay. I'm like, oh, how's he doing? Well, I don't fucking know. We only meet up every once in a while to practice. Yeah. Anyway, so we're talking and these people, these groups, massive groups of people, these fucks keep walking by dressed in like, I'm like, is there a Halloween convention or some shit?
What are they dressed in?
Some weird shit. It wasn't quite Halloween. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, were they just kind of gothy or?
Gothy, bright colored. Anyway, one wave goes by and we're like, what the fuck? Okay. Another wave comes by. Just in a big fucking like 40 person group walks by and I'm like, all right, what's going on? Then I overhear like these two chicks smoking outside talking about an anime convention in town.
Oh,
there's an anime convention. I never made the connection.
Okay.
Had I been into anime and went to a convention, I'd never expect the shit that I saw. It was the faggiest shit I've ever seen.
Were they cosplaying then?
It must have been. Okay. But it wasn't silly. It wasn't funny. Whoa. It was dumb. It was dumb shit. It was borderline ICP. Like, I got a little makeup on the face and I got some accessories that I don't quite understand, but someone must get it.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't see anyone carrying a sword.
I didn't.
That would have given it away.
Oh, yeah. So, and they kept coming, like, it was over with, I guess, and they just kept walking by all these groups, and I'm like, oh, I guess that may, no, it still doesn't make sense, like.
I've noticed with anime nerds, there seems to be basically two kinds. There's, like, the, like, effectively stereotypical nerd.
Yeah.
Who just looks like a nerd.
Yeah.
And then there's the type who's, like, still a total nerd, but they look like a raver or a goth or some kind of countercultural stereotype bullshit. They have piercings all over their face.
Yeah.
They wear those huge baggy pants with like the straps all over them for no reason.
A lot of them had that.
Yeah.
Like there weren't any overweight, you know, like nerds.
Mm.
You know? It would have, like, is there a Star Trek convention? No. But,
is there any patchy facial hair?
No.
Wow.
Like, they weren't attractive human beings, but they.
That's another thing about anime nerds is they tend to either be like rail thin or fatties.
Yeah.
Like there's no like in between and there's no like buff dude who's really into anime. Like they all look like they're malnourished or they ate the malnourished kids portions.
They all look like drifters, like people you'd be on a road trip, you pull over to some gas station, there's some fuck that's like, bro, I need a ride, man. I'm on my way just uptown. I smell like piss, you know.
When I used to work in a call center, there was a little group of anime nerds that I kind of became friends with, and they invited me back to their place to play D&D.
Yeah.
And that's the one time in my life that I've gone and I've played D&D. And like one of the dudes was like the rail thin dude with the crazy pants, and he did this thing. He would dye his hair weird colors, which is fine.
Yeah.
I used to do that
that's
too,
fine, yeah.
But they do it the worst possible way. It's like,
I know I was going to say this.
It's like every weird fashion statement they decide to make, they do it as poorly as they possibly can. Like this dude, I don't know how he was actually doing it, but he had like kind of light brown hair and it looked like he would just put Kool-Aid in it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's half-assed.
Like he wouldn't bleach it first and he wouldn't use an actual dye. He'd just like stick his head in a punch bowl. You know, for like 10 minutes and then go out.
So it looks trashy.
Yeah,
at you going, well played, I get you, sir.
And he wouldn't even do like an aqua blue on top of his shit brown hair. So like it just looks filthy. He just did it yesterday, but it looks like it's faded and he hasn't washed his hair in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
that's what walked by several times in massive groups. Yeah. What a fucking letdown. God, good thing I'm not into anime. Because I probably would have wanted to go to that convention, and I'd be like, oh, I'm having a good time, but look at all these fucking filthy fucks. Christ.
I'm sure anyway, there are some good ones.
So that passes. Then I'm talking to the same guy, and this old, weathered, leather-faced black dude walks up. He's older.
Okay.
Like, he's not, like, I wasn't afraid.
Like a Morgan Freeman type?
Yeah. But, man, like, his face was so weathered it looked fake, and his eyes sunk back into his face. Like, they were solid black. He just looked like he had a rough life.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. I get it. He's homeless. He comes up to us.
Was he getting too old for this shit?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I needed to know.
So I'm like, what's up, Danny Glover? Anyway, no, I didn't. But he walks up to us, and he starts mumbling, and neither of us can figure out what he's saying. He's just, and I'm hungry, man. And that was all I heard. And because he didn't look intimidating, the guy I was talking to kind of had that look like this hadn't happened to him a lot, and mm-hmm. he didn't know what to say, and he almost went for his wallet. I was like, no, no, no. I've dealt with this shit
I've got
before.
This.
Motherfuckers, every day to school and back. So I kind of put my arm in front of him, and I go, I'm sorry, man, but today I just don't give a shit.
Wow.
And he had the saddest face, but I didn't give a shit. The saddest face ever.
Those video games have desensitized you to the suffering of others.
That game where I beat the shit out of homeless people. Yeah, one.
That game where the entire goal is to deprive homeless people of money.
Yeah.
You just run around interrupting people as they try to give homeless people money.
I didn't think it could do it, but yeah, I guess if they say so. But yeah, he just walked away all sad. And the guy I'm talking to is like, thanks, man. You kind of, but not really took the words right out of my mouth. I wouldn't have been such an asshole, I guess. But anyway, so I get a hold of my brother, and I get in the place, and before he plays his set, I'm standing around. He has a booth where he's selling his CDs and shit, like not in the back, but off to the side. It's a weird place.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to get a drink and loosen up. I'm a little uptight. Okay. I go to the bar, and I hear Orion Brower, and I look over, and there's two kids I graduated with. That I wasn't friends with, man.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So we were talking, and one of them has had a kid, has one on the way, is married. The other one was kind of funny, cracked me up. He said, oh, you, because we were talking about kids and how weird it is. And the other one doesn't have any kids, but he's like, well, you guys are part of a club. I'm part of this club called the I Was Married But Now Divorced Club.
Jesus.
But in a humorous way.
Yeah, it sounds hilarious.
And I laughed in his face.
That's funny.
Fuck him. He encouraged it.
That's funny.
I'm like, oh, that sucks. Oh. But it was awkward as fuck because in the back of my mind, I'm like, I know you, I know of you, but yeah. I just don't, how's it going? I just wanted to get away, man.
Did you feel bad because the one guy was beating you at the kid game?
No.
Because he already has one on, he has a second one on the way already. You have been slacking.
No, yeah.
She's got to be ovulating again by now.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Stick
it in.
It was weird because the guy that's divorced now, we were friends when we were little kids. High school, never talked. So what do I say? I don't give a fuck, man. And I'm nervous as it is because it's too awkward. The other guy I've hung out with in high school, that's cool. But he pointed over and he's like, oh, that's my wife over there. And I look over, don't know who it is. Should have maybe went over like with him, like, oh, it's nice to meet you. But I didn't. I ignored it. And I'm like, I need a drink.
Was she cute?
I'm not going to answer that. No.
Oh, the answer is no. Sorry, dude. I hope you're listening.
I'm not going to get into it.
He had a gross wife.
No. I don't know. I don't know. So I get a beer anyway.
I would just love to make a shitty face. Like, that's my wife over there, and just make like a face like you just smelled something horrible. Like, ugh.
Oh, I might have. I don't know. Because I was so annoyed. I don't know. But anyway, I get my drink. I'm drinking. I'm hanging out with my brother. We're talking. Then these two girls show up. And
yeah,
my brother...
I like where this is going.
My brother's away from his booth. And these girls are questionable. Their age.
Oh.
God damn it. And my brother's away from his booth. So I have to call him over because they might be interested in purchasing a CD or some shit. So I'm like, you know, bro, get over here. He comes over. He's talking to him. Some band is playing, so I can't really hear what they're saying. But there's two chicks. One's blonde, one's brunette. The blonde one doesn't give a fuck about what my brother's saying. She keeps eyeballing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
did Aldi go with you to this?
No.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no. Oh no. It's the earrings. I don't know. It's like that thing at work all over again,
yeah.
You know, like with those two really young girls. What do? I need to act correct.
You bang them.
Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck them. Don't fuck. Anyway, the blonde girl ignores whatever the other girl and my brother are talking about. She comes over to me. Oh, no. And starts asking about my earrings. And I was very good, Kyle. I acted annoyed and was very quick to answer, like, yeah, I got these online. Like, where'd you get those? Mm-hmm. I got them online. Where else would you get them? What size are those? Oh, they're 1 inch. And I just keep staring at the band or whatever that's playing on stage. And meanwhile, she's drunk and 4 inches from my face the whole time, just kind of staring at me, looking me up and down. And I know this, and I get nervous because I don't know, like, I'm annoyed, but I'm like, why not? It's too easy. It's it's so easy. I could say, let's go to my fucking van that's rusted out. Okay, yeah, you know, it could be. It was that easy. Like, I don't even own a car. I'm unemployed. Let's go fuck.
Okay.
It was that easy, you know.
Wow.
And she kept talking about, like, asking me questions where I'm from. I couldn't shake her off. Finally, I just openly ignore her. She's talking to me, and I don't look at her. I don't say anything because I didn't know what else to do.
Wow.
And I'm just looking at the band, kind of, you know, like, acting like I'm enjoying it, like, rocking out with my head. Boom, 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 boom. Because it was kind of noisy. So
maybe you really weren't hearing her.
Maybe. Yeah. She was 4 inches from my face.
Sure.
Fuck. She didn't go anywhere. She didn't give a fuck. She was drunk. And I got this feeling like she's been in this situation before where the guy doesn't give a fuck. And she's like, oh, that's normal.
Maybe that's the kind of guy she digs.
I haven't taken my shirt off yet. We'll get to that later. Once I do that, then he'll pay more attention to me. But for now, I'm just going to stand right by his face.
Yeah, they Jesus. Always ignore me when we're in the talking stage.
And then finally, my mom shows up and saves the day, right? Because my mom she got out of work, wanted to see my brother play. She was
Mom, you got to meet this girl. She's God. Really into the other side and ghosts.
Yeah. So I go to talk to my mom. Hey, mom, how's it going? Give her a hug. Like 15 minutes later, I'm by myself again. She shows up. And it was the weirdest thing because I swear I've seen her before. It's almost like every show I've been where my brother's performing, she's there. But she doesn't know my brother because I've asked. She's not from that town because I asked her. And
she's a groupie.
Yeah, so I'm like, what are you doing here? Oh, I know a friend of a friend. And part of me, because I had this, like, I swear I've seen her before, part of me was like, is she fucking stalking me? No way. It's not possible. But,
does she know your name?
Yeah, she knows it now.
Your full name?
Yeah.
Yep.
She knows I'm Steve's brother, my brother Steven.
If she wasn't stalking Steve's you before, brother. She is now.
I'm sure she... She might try to add me on Facebook.
You haven't gotten a Facebook friend request yet?
Not yet. She's... I don't know, man. But, God, what else happened?
Oh, that's the end of that story?
She came
up to you again, then what happened? She went away?
No, she didn't go away. What did I do? Because I had a couple drinks in me.
Pushed her down?
No. I don't know. I think I walked away, but I felt...
I don't want to fuck like, you, bitch.
She kind of ruined my fucking night. I was having a good time. I'm hanging with my brother. And she made me feel bad for, like, blowing her off.
This is why I don't have a girlfriend. Because yeah. I get women throwing themselves at me all the time.
From the wheelchairs.
Yep. And I like to be free to catch them.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to catch them all. So...
That's so bad.
Yeah.
But, God, I think that was all that really happened at that show. My brother played. It was cool. I got a CD, got a t-shirt, drove home. And that was the end of that. The next day, I went and saw this show. It was St. Patrick's Day. It was Saturday, last Saturday. I went to go see Bo Burnham because there were tickets available.
Yeah. I remember. I knew you were going to see that. I didn't know that that was St. Patrick's Day, though.
Yeah. And it was in downtown Grand Rapids at a fucking church. And I didn't know. Like, these tickets, Aldi has she's on a mailing list via email. Like, if certain shows come to the area, she gets emails. And if she likes them, okay. And she saw that Bo Burnham was coming. And he's an internet sensation from YouTube, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plays the piano and very creative, very cool guy. So I'm like, fuck yeah, buy the tickets. They were cheap as shit. Anyway, the day comes, it's St. Patrick's Day. Because it's downtown, there's a lot of one ways. It's St. Patrick's Day. I have to plan ahead, like, where I need to park because there's no fucking parking lot for this venue, this church.
Yeah, it's downtown. Yeah.
So I figure out like four different parking ramps and we head out a little bit early. We get down there and every fucking street that one of these parking ramps was on, they closed the road down because of the fucking crowd. Because
wow.
The road closed and just people flooding the streets. And I'm like, okay, that road's closed. I go the next one. Eventually, like, I'm getting place to place in this downtown area with all these drunk fucks. They're running into the street. They're standing in the street. Meanwhile, I'm like, I gotta get to the show. I gotta fucking park.
Damn, I knew he was popular, but I didn't know he was that popular.
Well, this is just downtown because it was St. Patrick's Day. All these drunk fucks. I'm sorry.
Okay. I thought... okay.
Yeah, they didn't close the streets
because... Yeah, I thought you were saying they closed the streets because of this Bo Burnham show.
Because it was St. Patrick's
Day. Well, he should have fucking got a bigger venue. Jesus.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just drunk fucks. And then we get stuck behind this... I thought it was a car at first going slow and there were assholes. Like what asshole drives 5 miles an hour and there's like 10 of them hanging off this thing? Meanwhile, the car in front of me that was behind them pulls away. So now I'm behind this fuck. And it's some vehicle where they all have to pedal to go.
Awesome. And
meanwhile, I have like 20 minutes to get to this fucking venue. Oh,
good old
I don't know where to go. I don't... Everywhere I thought to go was closed off. Like, fuck you. The most... All that was left were like, pay 20-some million dollars to park here, you know?
Sure. Don't you just love it when the community comes together in celebration?
Motherfuckers. Yeah.
Everybody having a good time.
Everybody was an asshole. Anyway, so we finally get parking. Finally. We get to the venue, and we get to the show. The show's starting, and he comes out on stage, and I guess nobody read their ticket or read the internet when they went to buy their ticket, but it was an R-rated show, even though it's at a church.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to use some profanity. And Mr. Bo Burnham was saying words like fag, and he was insulting.
Whoa.
In a polite way, insulting. He was kind of suggesting like, look, I'm in a church. Oh, man. Too bad I'm so flamboyant, like a fag.
Okay.
Like, he was kind of making fun of the fact that, like, I'm in a church, yet the church hates faggots, and I'm kind of a faggot in a way, you know.
Anyway, okay.
People are getting up and walking out, like, after he'd say the word fag.
Good.
After he'd say the word shit, after the word fuck. People are getting up and walking out, and this was a packed house.
That's crazy. Where do these people know him from, then? Because, like, I know him from his YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And the few songs I can think of off the top of my head have, like, Holocaust jokes and pedophilia jokes, and he's used the word fag.
Yes.
Like, what were they watching before that they were like, ooh, we got to see this Bo Burnham boy?
That's where I was confused. Yeah. I think this is my theory, that people knew it was going to be dirty, you know? behind the monitor at their home on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But once they're face to face with it and they have Christian values. Oh,
well, he wouldn't do that in a church.
They get in a fucking church. And as soon as that's, you know, that, I don't know, that's broken somehow.
Yeah.
They feel uncomfortable and they just get up and walk out like, you know, I'm doing the right thing.
Look, I enjoy a bit of crude humor as much as the next guy, but not in a church within these holy walls. Yeah. Come on, Bo. I wanted to hear some nursery rhymes.
Mm. And granted, it kind of took me back being right there. Like, we're in this big church, and I knew it wasn't our show, but I didn't think, like, oh, we're at a church. You know, he's going to say some silly shit, and that's why it's rated R, because we're in a church. But he's not going to say, like, fuck these motherfuckers and faggot. No way. But once that came out, I was kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
They're allowing this? Who the fuck is allowing this? This would piss off so many assholes, especially the people that run the church.
Well,
how could they allow this?
Was this the...
So I was put back a little bit.
This isn't going to mean anything to most of the people listening, but was this the Fountain Street Church?
Yes.
That church, I don't know a ton about it, but I think it's non-denominational and kind of liberally.
Oh, is it? That must be why.
So that might be why they were more inclined to be like the people who go to that church, or the people who officiate that church, I don't know what the fuck you call it, probably are like, yeah, fags are okay. Everybody's cool.
Yeah. We rewrite the Bible, you know, in our own terms.
Look.
Know, and we're cool with that.
We just really like robes and stained glass. I mean, if you want to talk about fags and the Holocaust and fucking stuff, it's cool. Fucking kids, you know, we get it. You know, religion, the Catholics, they fuck kids. It's all in good fun.
Yeah. It was a good show. It was awesome. And the only thing that bothered me is because it was St. Patrick's Day, like people getting up and walking out didn't bother me. It was kind of, I was confused. Like, what did you think was going to happen? But anyway. What bothered me is people kept hooting and hollering every time he went silent, like in between his certain acts, you know,
like
during his set.
Like applauding?
No, just shouting shit like, oh, fuck me, Bo, you're so sexy.
Oh.
And he apparently, I've seen some interviews on YouTube, he's kind of socially awkward. He's got some phobias with social gatherings, you know.
Okay.
Which is weird because he's so popular and that's all he does now is perform. But like he was on Conan and he just did it. No problem. I don't know how. But anyway, these people would do this and he ultimately finally had to like say, can you please shut the fuck up? I don't do well with responding to that kind of stuff. And his voice was all quivery. Like he's doing his set. It was almost like he had, I don't know, autism. Like he's in one mindset, he's doing his set,
okay,
and he was flawless. But once he got in between that and random shit would come up, he didn't know how to take it. And he tried sometimes. He was pretty funny. He told some girl to shut the fuck up and can someone fucking kill her, that crazy bitch.
Okay.
And he said something about the reason she was screaming, fuck me, Bo. Was something about her stepdad fucking her. And like, get out of me, stepdad. It was funny.
It sounds like it was pretty funny.
But that sucked. Like, I just wanted everybody to shut the fuck up. It's like going to a concert and the headlining act comes out and everybody's talking. That's how I felt. Like, nobody would shut the fuck up. God, it annoyed me. And they all want attention, like, oh, Bo, you're sexy. I'm looking around.
So is it all like young girls?
No.
Then, or?
All ages, old people, young people.
So they're like
bros.
They're like bros, whores, yelling at Bo to fuck them?
Like slutty girls. And then the bro guys would be like, you're really good at the piano.
Yeah.
Stupid shit like that. Yeah. And it kind of ruined it, man. But he had one joke that I thought was hilarious. When he said, oh, I wrote this down. My ex-girlfriend had a really weird fetish. She used to dress up as herself and act like a raging bitch all the time.
Nice.
Oh, that was funny.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah. But all in all, good show. And I liked him before, but I fucking love him now because it's not only funny, but it's kind of punk in a way.
Okay.
If I could, I don't know how to describe it, but he's he has songs about that kind of bash like mainstream music nowadays, and that bash all kinds of shit.
So he's sticking it to the establishment,
basically. Yeah,
I see.
It's badass, and he throws in the humor too. So I love him. I do. Bo Burnham, check him out.
Check him out. Bo Burnham, BoBurnham.org.
Yeah.
And for all your Bo Burnham needs.
Yeah. That's my weekend. So if you are okay with taking a break, I'm down with that.
I desperately need some water. I've been throat whistling for like 20 minutes.
All right.
Bo Burnham break.
Hello. Have you ever found yourself saying, I have too much money? How is a gentleman supposed to appreciate the finer things in life with all of this unnecessary clutter getting in the way? Well, fear not, friends, for I have found the solution. I just had a terrible thought. You see, there's this thing among the proletariat called debt. It eats money, and they have lots of it. Send your extraneous cash to the boys at Itch Hat and they will make it disappear. Just click the donate button on the main page at ijusthadaterriblethought.com. I just had a terrible thought, the only monetary sinkhole on the internet.
And we're back from a little break.
Welcome back, my lovelies.
Mm-hmm. We took a break. We took a pee. We took two pees. I got some more water. I'm all hydrated now.
You don't want to be unhydrated?
Mm-mm. Or dehydrated. Oof, that's the worst.
Fuck you.
All right.
Anyway, yeah.
Would you like to do some listener thingies?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
Spin the old wheel of Orion.
Facebook.
That's the worst one.
That's why I want to get it out of the way.
We only got two things on the Facebook today, and the first one is our buddy Devin saying, I would like to see a photograph of the beard.
Yeah, this came from the solo episode that you did, and I didn't get to that part.
I think it was Bames John asked me about my beard. He's like, how's that beard?
Yeah.
And so I told him.
Okay.
I spent a little bit of time talking about that beard. And now Devin wants to see a photo of it. Well, I posted a photo of it on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And it is some beard. It's a terrible photo. I don't photograph well most of the time anyway, but roommate John and I and his lady were out and about.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to take a walk a few days ago. And John all of a sudden decided when we were at a crosswalk that he was going to take a picture. And it looks terrible. And it looks like his lady is running away from me.
I know that photo, yeah.
Yeah. So that is now on the Facebook if you want to see that beard. Then our buddy Devin says, P.S. I just watched, or no, he didn't say I just watched. He said, P.S. just watch Battlestar Galactica. It is that good. Report back in a week. So I assume you didn't get to that part either.
No, I didn't.
Last episode.
It wouldn't even matter.
He asked if I'd ever watched Battlestar Galactica, or if we'd ever watched Battlestar Galactica, and I said no, and that I'd only ever been recommended it by horrible nerds.
Yeah, and I've only been told by people I respect and care about that it's horrible, so.
Well, our buddy Devin says we got to watch it.
No, I'm not going.
Apparently, over the course of the next week. And now I can tell you right now that isn't going to happen. I won't even have watched one episode of Battlestar Galactica by next week.
You can't convince me.
I may watch it someday, but I'm not going to watch it this next week. And that's it for the Facebook.
That's it. Okay.
That's the Facebook.
Into the trash. Thanks, Devin.
So, Twitters?
Yes.
Let's see. What do we got on these here Twitters? Sean Ryan of Method to Madness and Alpha Counter. Podcast
still,
yeah.
It's
well,
been like half a year, man.
I've gotten it right like the last 10 times.
That's true.
He says, I tweeted scary animal hybrids last week, which I totally overlooked when I was doing the listener stuff. On the last episode, I totally overlooked that one, and I don't know why. He said, also, so when are we gonna see a let's play of your Katawa Shoujo escapades? To answer the last part first. Probably never.
Oh, God.
Like, what, you really want me to try to date more cripple girls and record it?
That's I'd love to while see I that talk. Shit.
That game is long.
Yeah.
It's that would be several parts.
I'd watch it. Yeah.
Me talking to cripple girls. And it's not really a game. Like, I don't play it. So
yeah, that's it'd true. Be
and it's all text, so do I read the text in voices or do I ignore the text and assume you're going to read it even though I'm saying other things over top of it? Or
in voices would be fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd get real old real fast. Oh my gosh, I have no legs.
God.
So that's almost certainly never gonna happen. But he tweeted scary animal hybrids last week. Let's see what he said last week. He said, frightening animal hybrids, horse spiders, horses with the bodies of spiders, also octopotamus or centiplatypus, maybe shark bees.
Ooh.
So awful, frightening animal hybrids.
Yeah.
A squid beaver.
Ooh.
Would be pretty bad.
Ooh. No, 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 no.
No?
That's, yeah, no good. Let me think.
A half squid. They always have to be half squid. A half squid, half wasp.
Mm-mm.
Call it a squasp.
Squasp.
Mm-hmm. It'd basically be a flying squid with a stinger, and it'd be a real dick. Because wasps are just dicks.
I'm trying to think.
I didn't think very much about this before. I didn't think about this at all, really, before reading it out. Let's see. A bear crossed with an owl.
Ooh.
An owl bear. So it's like twice the not real.
Yeah. Scary and lazy. Half horse, half...
I think a horse with the body of a spider is actually not that bad. That'd be like the best spider.
At that size? Oh my God. With that horse face?
Well, which size? He didn't say that, did he?
No.
He said...
Even if they were small.
He said...
Run like
horses
hell.
With the bodies of spiders. So if it's... I mean, he doesn't say what size, but if it's with the body of a spider, and I'm meant to just assume... Spider bodies are pretty small.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a tiny little horse head running around. Like, that's that's a better spider than real spiders.
God damn.
Like, real spiders are horrible. Their faces look like...
They do.
I don't know. Like,
those
somebody...
Faces.
Their faces look like a pile of headlights, hair, and teeth. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it'd be scarier to have a horse body with a spider head on it.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it was a giant spider with a horse head, it'd just be, you just feed it a carrot.
Are you kidding me?
Jesus. What's it gonna, you could ride that thing. No, I assume there's a horse brain in that horse head.
Yeah, but those legs, they'd be all fuzzy and like kicking all quick. You know, like, ugh, no.
Whatever.
It couldn't be a vehicle big enough or heavy enough or filled with enough ammo and firepower to get me to get close to that. Jesus. Ugh.
Half tiger, half pig. A tiger pig.
God.
That would be adorable.
That would be the best bacon just ever.
Just a fat, shitty little tiger.
Jesus.
It's like a little tiny, retarded tiger.
Yeah. I love pigs, Jesus.
With a curly striped tail like Tigger.
They always run around like they're afraid.
Pigs are kind of creepy. Like the big, like the pink ones that you see on farms and stuff.
Yeah.
Like they look strangely, and I like people get like pig transplanted organs and stuff.
Yeah.
Those pink pigs look strangely human, like somebody zapped them with a pigifying ray.
Oh, man.
Like regular pigs are supposed to be brown or spotted or something, but these are humans that have been turned into pigs.
I haven't brought myself to Google such things. I don't know.
Pigs?
Yeah, like pigs.
Pig organs. What the fuck? I've never seen a pig.
No. Even
pig. I'm not sitting around Googling pig organs. You
it
never
just
heard
happens.
Of,
like, anyway.
When I said white whale earlier, did you know that that was a Moby Dick reference?
No, I didn't.
See, I've never read Moby Dick. How do you not pick these things up?
I don't know. But I do know that, like an earwig.
There we go.
With...
We got to delve deeper into this insect world.
The face of... Oh, man. The face of a kitten, yes, but tiny. So it's like creepy because all those legs, you know, and that that tail.
Yeah, still,
but it's like so cute.
Best earwig ever.
Yeah.
It's just making earwigs better. Like, let's... An earwig, but we'll put the head of a kitten on it. So we'll take a better part from a better animal and put it on the earwig. Okay, how about an earwig with the legs of a cat?
Ooh, still adorable. I wouldn't kill it. It would overpopulate and take over the world. Because I wouldn't kill it. Yeah, it wouldn't work.
Everything I think of is just silly.
Yeah,
like
it's
half
dumb.
Like half butterfly, half elephant.
God.
So I'm picturing either like a small fairy-like elephant.
You know what sucks? When I'm put on the spot like this, I want to brainstorm, because that's how you get to the good shit, right?
I guess it doesn't
have
to be...
That's just lame material.
It doesn't have to be half and half. It just has to be a hybrid. Mm. So they could hybridize the parts in a different... Like, this could be some genetic experimentation thing. So how about, not necessarily scary, but maybe kind of creepy, an octopus, only instead of octopus legs, it has elephant trunks.
God.
And it could, like, to startle things, like to get away from predators or whatever, it could suck water up into all of those tentacles, flip upside down, and turn into a sprinkler.
Yeah. Jesus. I pictured like a blowfish with, instead of spikes, they'd all be penises, but that's not funny. If they, if it was covered in,
Ooh, I've got one.
I can't do this. What do you got?
Half orangutan, half scorpion.
That goofy ass face.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
Hairy insects, dude.
Big pinchers. I'm picturing an orangutan with big pinchers and its tail with a poison barb on the end.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't want to meet that thing in a dark hallway.
I'm sorry. If anything comes to mind, I'll be sure to jump in. I had one. What was it? It was the face of a mole, you know.
Okay.
But the body, and this is a hybrid as well, the body of, God, I had it. It was the most terrible, horrible thing ever. Oh, fuck. Never mind, Kyle. God damn it. God damn it.
How about the body of a dolphin and the face of a bee's ass? So it's just a dolphin with a stinger for a face.
And all the fat women of the world would fall in love with them. I'm still trying to think of this one I had. It was perfect, goddammit, when I put on the spot.
How about like a walrus with spider legs instead of tusks?
No. It wouldn't scare me, no. See, I'm no longer thinking of animals. I'm thinking of, like...
I keep thinking of inanimate objects.
Yeah.
Like, I keep thinking of, like a squirrel crossed with broken glass.
I was thinking of...
Or a koala with a buzzsaw blade for a head.
I was thinking of a big, fat rhino but with roller coaster legs with children playing on them. Oh, it's so scary.
Like entire roller coasters for legs?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's intense. Whoa. That is like, that's an acid trip concept right there. That's a cereal mascot.
Yeah. God.
All right.
Delicious.
I guess we can move on from animals.
All right.
Back up here. And Bames John says, I listen to a lot of music that's kind of silly, but still appeals to me. What about you guys? Example, Cypress Hill.
I used to be into Cypress Hill, but not because they were silly. When I was into them, they were hardcore gangsta.
Cypress Hill is dope.
They are the best. Fuck Dre when it comes to like the gangsta rap, like... You know,
they did have some good backing tracks.
Oh, yeah. It just, you were afraid. It like put you in the hood.
Oh. And that guy with his crazy nasal voice. Nobody raps like that.
Yeah. Look up Cypress Hill Checkmate. Check this out. I used to listen to this. I bought this album back when I had a bowl cut and I was so gangsta with my rollerblades.
Checkmate 4?
Yeah. Should just be called Checkmate, but.
About to mash these niggas, man.
Yeah.
my backyard, motherfucker.
Nice.
It's so Discord. So hood. It just puts you in the back seat of a fucking Cadillac with a fucking Uzi. And then you realize,
Hold on. Yeah, I don't think I listened to much Cypress Hill when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I think I only know Insane in the Membrane.
Yeah.
Because that sounds far too Mexicano for me.
Yeah. If you've ever seen interviews with them, they almost act like they know what they do is ridiculous. Because they're still around. And they still do the gangsta rap, but they're not gangsta. They're so average, regular, you know.
So what music do you listen to that's silly but still appeals to you?
I was listening
I can't fucking read, dude.
What?
I'm getting tired, apparently. He didn't say that's kind of silly. He said that's kind of shitty.
Oh.
That's different.
So reword it. Shitty and...
It's the same thing. Shitty and still appeals to me.
Oh.
Well, man. I genuinely enjoy the Miley Cyrus song Party in the USA.
I was thinking about that song today. Yeah. Motherfucker. I was listening to Tina Turner today.
Really?
Yeah. That one song, it always made me hungry as a child.
Okay.
I heard this song before I could speak. Oh, what's that song? Fuck. My mind is fried.
You remember listening to this song before you could speak?
Yes.
You remember a time before you could speak?
I remember, it must have been because I heard the song, I couldn't understand it.
Did you start talking at like 5?
But my mom would play it when she would clean house, and right afterwards she'd make food, so I heard the song as...
So this is a Pavlov's dog sort of situation?
I don't know what that is.
Ring bells every time they feed them, and then
after
a while when you ring the bell, they start salivating.
It must have been. But I can't think of it. I was listening to it today. Oh, shit. How's it go? It was her, like, first hit. God, I'm horrible. Jesus Christ.
I can't think of any Tina Turner songs right now off the top of my head, which makes me feel dumb because I know some. So.
Yeah. But,
I'm trying to think of any other...
Nothing funny. Nickelback. It's...
I do like Animals.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's shitty, but I'll crank it every once in a while.
I don't know. I think...
Bass Hunter. Do you know who that is?
I've heard the name. I don't know what it is.
Oh, God. If you just Googled him, I'm sure... Shit, any song you play by him, it just... Ugh. It's so Euro. Like, Aldi just oozes out of her vagina when she hears this shit.
Of course, it's... Starts out with some bullshit.
Damn it.
I hear you, ma. Ah.
Oh.
I feel you, man.
What is it with European electronic groups?
I don't know. And they all sing that same, like, chord. Those four chords. Like na 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 na.
They definitely all have one really deep voiced dude who just says things randomly in the song.
I feel you, man.
And like it's normal. Yeah, get it.
I don't know.
And they come over here and we laugh at it.
For the most part, I don't have music that I think is really shitty that I like anyway. Because I think I just like what I like. And I think that's why I'm having such a hard time coming up with anything.
Yeah.
I genuinely like some Avril Lavigne.
Oh, yes. Oh. Oh,
my
God.
Quit making me play songs.
I'm sorry. Avril Lavigne, Smile. Play it. Have you seen this video?
I don't know.
Heard
this
song? Her teeth, baby. Oh, you know I love her teeth.
That has nothing to do with anything.
I know. But the song just gets me creaming.
Okay. This is a newish song.
From
2011?
Yeah.
Oh, good. An advertisement.
Fuck. Motherfuck.
For Bing. Give it up, Bing.
Yeah, nobody...
Nobody's using you. They did some product placement with Bing in Sexy Vampires, otherwise known as The Vampire Diaries, which is one of my shows. And they were like, somebody needed to know something, and they were like, let me Bing that for you.
No one has ever said,
let me Bing that for you. Ooh, she's spray painting things.
That's what sexy girls do.
Oh, I've got it turned down too low. It's getting cut off. You know that I'm a crazy bat.
I do what I want when I feel like it. Yes, she does. All I want to do is lose control. Oh, vulnerable.
But you don't really get okay, there's nothing vulnerable about saying I do what I want. And I'm a crazy
bitch.
They
think they're independent, but they're not. They're women.
Wow. Yeah, I kind of like this.
Not even the most pretentious fuck could listen to this and not dig it.
No, they could. I kind of dig it, though. And I definitely want a boner.
Oh, yeah.
But not her teeth.
Oh. If she filed down those cuspids, it'd be over.
If I got together with Avril Lavigne and we were going to make sexy times, I would intentionally tell her no blowjobs just to spite you.
You know I'd come over. Kyle, have you gotten one yet? How is it? Amazing?
Nope. We haven't kissed. There's been no blowing. It's just been straight penetration.
You'd kill me. Oh, God.
And hand-holding. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Then Bames John says, also, there's this guy on a forum I go on who's thinking of starting a podcast. Give him some starter tips or whatever. Or whatever. Give him some starter tips or
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Talk him into it. I don't know.
So, okay. Starter tips for starting a podcast. I think a lot of this stuff you don't really need tips. Like, I would say if you're not already, and if you're not, I'm surprised you want to start one, but listen to podcasts. You don't have to do what they do, but just get an idea of what they do. Like, listen to a bunch of different ones, listen to how they go down. Some people do very rigid segments. This is our news segment, and this is our bullshit segment where we do bullshit. Some people just shoot the shit, which is a term I really don't like.
Yeah.
So get an idea for that kind of stuff and some idea of what it is you want to do. If you want to do something that nobody's doing, good, then that means you should start a podcast. But just get an idea of how these things go. You got to think about what it is that you want to talk about. Like, do you want to be kind of a niche podcast? Do you want to cover a specific subject? Like, do you want to be an anime podcast or a video game podcast or something like that? Or do you want to just be more of a general talk kind of thing? I think in terms of pure success, popularity, you're probably better off going for something kind of niche, because people will go into iTunes or whatever and they'll search for anime podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're not searching for guys talking.
Yeah.
There's not even a way to do that, really. I mean, there might be a talk category or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I mean, it's all talk. So I'm pretty sure we, in almost everything, are listed as comedy, which is only kind of half true, just because I don't know what else to put us in.
Yeah.
So think about stuff like that.
My big pointer that I've that kind of rubs me the wrong way with podcasts, especially new ones, when people bring up topics or locations and they don't explain them. We don't know where you're at. We don't know who you're talking about, you know?
Yeah. You kind of don't have inside conversations.
Exactly. That's
don't
the
tell
worst.
Inside jokes. And if you have to, if you must, explain it.
Yes. And it sounds silly, but you're not just talking to someone. It's a little different than just, you know, talking to a coworker or something.
Sometimes
you
gotta be aware. Sometimes it kind of can't be helped. And sometimes like you can't explain the same thing every episode. So like if you keep referencing something, you explain it a couple times and then let it go. That's okay. But like I always say roommate John when I refer to my roommate John.
Yeah.
It's not like I call him that to his face.
Yeah.
Roommate John. I just do that so that people have some idea of who this guy is. Instead, because it's weird if you and I are having a conversation and then I go, yeah, and John did blah, blah, blah. And somebody's listening and they're like, who the fuck is John?
John could be anybody.
I don't know who the fuck John is.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? You got to think about, like, yeah, what do you want to talk about? How many people do you want to have on the show? Because some people really do solo shows. Mm-hmm. Not very many, but some people do. If you're going to have more than one person, are you going to be in the same room together? Or are you going to do... If you're not going to be able to be in the same room together, how are you going to do it? Probably Skype. That's the most typical way to do it, but it's not the only way to do it.
You're going to want to think about sound quality.
Yeah.
Bad sound quality...
That's true, but
kill you.
But you also don't want to, if you have just been thinking about, hey, I think I want to start a podcast, you don't want to rush right out there and buy a whole studio's worth of podcasting equipment before you have ever even tried it, you know? So if you have, try to use what you have. If you're a gamer or something and you have headsets, check them out, try them out, see how it sounds, see how you can get the best sound you can out of them.
Yeah. At the very least, get a good mic.
Well, those probably aren't good mics.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's so bad to start a show without great sound quality as long as it's listenable.
Yeah.
Which is a different threshold for in each individual, but I think it can be okay. Like we did, our sound quality was better than some, but pretty shitty when we started out. I mean, it really was pretty shitty. And I would not have, if somebody had told me to go out and buy a mixer and a compressor and a couple of $100 plus microphones and all this stuff to start a podcast, I never would have done it because I've never stuck with anything in my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if we'd keep doing it when we started doing it.
Yeah.
And I think it's silly to invest a whole bunch of stuff right out the gate before you've ever even tried it. Speaking of that, I would suggest doing at least one episode that you don't intend to release.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't know if people know this or not, but we did one episode that just never got released. Like a couple friends heard it. But there is like episode one of Itch Hat is technically episode two of Itch Hat.
Yeah.
And the first one... I don't think it was awful, but it didn't go nearly as well as the second one.
Oh yeah, it was horrible.
And I know that sounds weird. Like, why would you record this thing if you're never going to put it out? If it goes amazingly, then go ahead and put it out.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't go so well, there's no shame in like putting that one aside, doing another one, and waiting until you have one that you kind of like.
Yeah.
To put up.
Here's a good tip. Understand that you're recording, and if you fuck up, don't go to fill air, you know.
Yeah, I still do that to a certain extent.
You can be silent, gather your thoughts, because if you know how, you can edit that shit
later. That's another thing. Yeah. Do you want to do it live or do you want to do it pre-recorded?
Yes.
I think most people, at least starting out, go pre-recorded.
Yeah,
but there's no reason you couldn't start right away doing it live. So that's another thing you got to think about, because if you're doing it live, you could edit the recorded version afterwards, but that'd be kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it seems almost like lying.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't really need to worry so much about editing. There are very few times these days where I will actually go in and edit something out or edit something back in. I edit in the breaks, the clips we put in the breaks, mm-hmm. and I edit in the intro and outro music, and usually that's it.
Yeah.
And early on, I would go through and take out every every throat clear, every weird little noise, like a bump on the desk or whatever. And for the most part, nobody cares. Like, there's no reason to do that. You just get so over enthusiastic about it or whatever. You want it to be the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in editing either. Like, if early on you're having trouble and there are long, crazy pauses or long, crazy ums, or maybe even a whole segment that you think went just terribly, but you think the overall thing went well, you can go in. There's no shame in editing either. You just got to kind of use your judgment there. So that's not even really a tip. Edit or don't is what I just said. On the equipment front, I said don't necessarily worry too much about great equipment right off the bat, but if you are interested in looking into what kind of equipment you can get, I have found that it's next to impossible to get a straight answer out of anybody.
Yeah.
Like when I first started getting equipment, I was just kind of, I felt like I was just throwing darts at a list of pieces of audio hardware, because I would go around various forums reading about stuff. I would read reviews of various products and descriptions of what they do and tutorials and articles about how to record stuff. And if you read enough of that stuff, you will soon come to find that nobody agrees on anything. And if you ask anybody directly, they won't tell you anything. At best, you might be able to get them to tell you what hardware they're using, but if you ask them like what their settings are, they'll be like, it totally depends on the individual. Jesus. There's no point in me even telling you. Everybody will tell you that. You buy a compressor and ask people like, what's a good default setting for the depressor or for the compressor, someplace to start, and they'll tell you that there is no such thing. And they will not help you with it.
That's annoying as fuck.
Which is silly. Of course, if you and I have the same setup, basically the same setup, we've got microphones going into the same model of compressor, and I put in your settings, it's going to come out pretty similar.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of magic things do you think are going on between all these cables that there's no point in me telling you what my settings are, because it's completely different for everyone. Each compressor is like a unique snowflake. Yeah. All the knobs do different things on each different compressor. So I will gladly tell you what settings I use on my things, and I'll tell you what my hardware is, but I don't really know what I'm doing, and I think that's part of why people won't tell you things. I don't think they really believe that, there's no point in me telling you. I think some people feel like I do, which is that I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just making it up, and it would be silly to come to me because I'm hardly an authority on the subject. I think some people think they are an authority on the subject, and they're annoyed with you because they had to put in the time to learn it themselves, so I'm not going to give you the shortcut. I think people are basically just being dicks or being shy. I can't think of the right word. Self-deprecating. I'll tell you what my settings are if you want, but it's going to be really hard to get. You really got to just play around with it, because nobody's going to tell you shit.
Yeah. One last thing.
You're done with this topic?
No, one last thing as advice. Know that you're going to suck, man. It's going to be your first, second, third episode. It's going to suck. You're going to suck.
You probably are going to suck.
And if you think you won't, that's bullshit. And you have to know, and that's okay.
It's possible that you could, that you could do a great show the first try, but you probably will suck right off the bat. And then like maybe a few episodes in, you'll be like, we finally did a really good one. This one's great.
Yeah.
And then like you get a year in and you listen to that one and you'll be like, well, that was better than the first couple, but it's actually pretty shitty.
Yeah.
You'll just keep getting better at it. I think maybe the last little bit of advice I have is just don't jump the gun on things. It's extreme, and I haven't followed this rule very well. It's extremely tempting, especially if you do listen to a lot of other podcasts, to try and implement all these other side things as soon as you've got, like, I've got 5 episodes. Hasn't it been long enough to have t-shirts?
Yeah. You know?
We have 5 listeners. Can't we have a forum?
Yeah.
Like, I'm really bad at that kind of stuff. I'm constantly thinking about all this side crap, and I just like it. It's like dressing on the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
But you look like a jackass. I look like a jackass when we're getting a kind of respectable amount of WordPress comments, and I decide we need a forum.
Yeah.
And then our comment count goes way down because nobody wants to register to post in my forum.
Yeah.
Or let's sell t-shirts for $30 because
that was a great move.
Because I don't think it was a terrible move, because
he was there.
Hey, yeah, that's kind of how I felt about it, was, hey, if somebody's crazy enough to spend $30 on it, awesome. And that's basically it. Yeah. But I mean, it does seem kind of weird. Like, we have 10 episodes or however many, you definitely want a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
It is strange. So try your best not to do that, not to jump the gun. I'm just like that. Like, I used to be really into making my own computer games, and I never made any computer games, but I would make title screens, and I would make music for levels that had never been created. Yeah. And I always do things backwards like that.
Yeah.
I've made album artwork for music albums I have never written songs for.
Yeah.
You know, I always do things fucked up like that. And so try not to do that. And that's it for the Facebook.
All right.
And that's it for the Twitter. We do have one voicemail.
Yes.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love to.
Okay. Let me find it. Here we go. Oops. Hold on a second. Hardware issue.
Yay.
I see, this is an instance where if I was smarter, I would just cut this part out. But I'm not, so it's staying in. Deal with it.
Hey, Colin O'Ryan and anyone else who might be there today. Mass Effect basically is a science fiction game, takes the place in about 200 years in the future, where we find out we're not alone in the universe. And what's more, there's an evil power out to kill us all, so we gotta go defeat it. Yep, that's... really sort of incorporates it into a nutshell. When you get into the game, there's a lot more, you know, storytelling and mystery and entertaining stuff. But the game overall, I'm about 75% way through Mass Effect 3 right now, and I've played them all. All right.
Thanks, I'm Kilo, for that.
What's he talking about?
Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Last week, I had a little discussion. Not discussion, it was just me. I talked a little bit about Mass Effect 3 because I think it was Bames John. Somebody asked me, am I the only one who doesn't give a fuck about Mass Effect 3?
Yeah.
And I was like, nope, I don't either.
Yeah.
So I'm Kilo thought, hey, you talked about Mass Effect 3 last week. I'll call in and tell you what it is.
Yeah.
I know what it is. And I know what it is. And your tiny addition of specifics, like something out to get us, or I already forgot what you said.
200 years in the future.
Yeah, 200. Oh, it's 200 years in the future. Oh, Jesus. I saw spaceships. I was like, 60? 60 years. Your weird little interjection of irrelevant facts about the game doesn't change anything. And then, like, at the end of it, I'm like, you said hello, Kylan O'Ryan, right? But, like, did you accidentally call, like, think you were calling some friend of yours or something? I'm about 75% of the way through the game. I don't give a fuck. Who did you think you were calling? When I talked about Mass Effect 3 in the last episode, it was all about how I didn't give a fuck.
All negative.
Oh, you're 75. Oh, now I get it. 75%. It's awesome. I'm going to go out and buy me some Mass Effect 3s now. I didn't know you could get 75% of the way in. Holy shit, there's four quarters and you've got three of them?
Wow. All right, be nice.
I just don't understand that boy sometimes.
I know.
He's a very nice man. He's very contributory.
Yes.
He's always posting things on the Twitter. He's always calling in. He's a very, very nice guy, and I appreciate him. But every once in a while, he says something, and I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you like that?
Great. Okay.
And I don't know. Where are we at? I mean... You want to talk about gays?
Yeah.
I got something about gays. Let's talk about gays. I'm all riled up. Let's talk about gays.
Where's my...
Here we go. Okay. So I heard this story recently about this little gay man named Tyler Clementi. Tyler Clementi is a little gay boy who was going to Rutgers University. And he was rooming with a guy named Darun Ravi. Some little Indian man.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Clementi was gay, as I've already stated more than once. He was out to his parents, but I don't know if he was out in general.
Yeah.
But his roommate, Darun Ravi, one day Tyler was bringing home some sketchy older dude. Some just weird old guy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And Darun Ravi, I'm just going to call him Ravi. Ravi was like, I don't know about this guy. he looks like he might steal. Yeah. So Ravi sets up a webcam so he can spy on them.
Yeah.
To make sure this guy doesn't steal anything.
Oh, Jesus.
While he's watching the webcam, he catches them making out.
Okay.
He thinks this is hilarious. So he starts telling other people. He sets up the webcam again for some other like encounter between Tyler and another man,
hoping to catch some more action. Yeah.
Tyler complains to the RA, which is what, residence assistant or something, basically like the principal of the dorms.
Yep.
Tyler complains. He's like, "Look, my roommate keeps spying on me while I do gay shit," and the RA goes to Ravi and says, "Hey, what the fuck?"
Yeah.
And Robbie's like, "Yeah, all right. And Tyler has said he wasn't really bothered at first. Like, he was just like, "Oh, okay, shit happens." But when it kept happening, when he kept spying on him, then it started to piss him off. That's why he went and he told on him. The RA confronts Ravi. Then Tyler and Ravi go back to their room for less than an hour. And I don't know what happened there. Then Tyler jumps off the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, Jesus.
So I failed to mention that Ravi was, I don't know if anybody else actually ever saw the webcam videos, but Ravi was telling other people about them and talking about it like he was going to have a viewing party.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ravi spies on him making out with dudes and then he kills himself.
That's ridiculous.
Jumps off of the George Washington Bridge. And now Ravi has been charged with 15 counts, including invasion of privacy and bias intimidation, which is a hate crime. That's just a different way of saying hate crime.
Oh, no.
So this is not the first time I've heard about a gay kid killing himself because he was bullied or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
Ravi's a dick. You know, it's a dick move to spy on your roommate with a webcam and then like
run around
either.
Like
actually
like
do
dick.
It or threaten to show the video to other people.
Get it? He's gay. We're going to watch. Yeah.
And if he wasn't out and this is outing him, that makes it extra shitty. But this is not a killing yourself kind of situation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, people know that I make out. Like, God. Apparently everybody kind of knew anyway, even if he wasn't out. Like, everybody knew.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like anybody really gave a shit. It's just like, here he is making out with a sketchy older dude and trying to hide it. Ha ha ha. It's just people being dicks. But you can't kill yourself because people are dicks. If that was the appropriate thing to do, we'd all be dead. I'd be dead. I would have been dead a long time ago. You can't just, gays, stop killing yourselves. You can't kill yourselves because people are mean. And it's, I know the guy's a dick. So Tyler, if he was like up in gay heaven or something looking down on this, probably wouldn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But Ravi's being charged with all this shit. Like invasion of privacy, fine.
I get it.
That's
yeah.
100% fair. Hate crimes, though, I don't think hate crimes are fair at all. Imagine. I'm a white man. Mm-hmm. I know this is difficult to imagine. And I really hate them niggers.
Yes.
And one day I see one of them out in front of my house and I say, "Hey there, boy." and I point a gun at him and I say, "Bite the curb." Right?
Yeah.
And he bites the curb and then I stomp the back of his head and he dies.
That ain't murder, son. That's a hate crime.
Yeah, you don't need to charge me with a hate crime.
Yeah.
It's already a crime. It's not like if he wasn't black, I didn't smash his head.
Yeah.
Like it's I so smashed stupid. His head. You don't need to charge me with being a racist. Like that is literally thought crime.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You're charging people with crimes for the way they think.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're making it Look, it's one thing to kill somebody, but it's another thing to kill them because you didn't like them. What? It's nuts. So I think hate crime stuff is not fair. And I think like Ravi would not be in anywhere near as much trouble if Tyler didn't kill himself.
Yeah.
Which isn't fair because Ravi didn't. You cannot make someone else kill themselves. You can't, the only way you could do that would be to threaten to kill them if they didn't do it themselves. You can't make another person kill themselves. You can't charge another person. You can't charge me with somebody else's suicide. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's total bullshit.
God. They have documentaries flooding my Netflix account about shit like this, the cyberbullying, and they've made laws, you know, making it illegal to, like, if I bully you over the internet, Kyle, and you go kill yourself, I'm in some trouble.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be.
Yeah, and I could be miles away.
I think the biggest problem with bullying is that nobody ever teaches you how to deal with it right.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, if somebody was bullying me, my parents would tell me, ignore them and they'll go away. They're just trying to get a reaction from you. So if you ignore them, they'll stop doing it because it won't be fun for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which is bullshit. Yeah. It's complete bullshit. Yeah.
Or my parents, they'd be like, go run and tell a grown-up.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
And I do. And the next day I get the even more shit kicked out of me.
If running and telling a grown-up got them locked in prison or murdered,
yeah.
then okay, sure. Now the problem is eliminated. But that's not what happens. What happens is that the grown-up then tells them, you've been really naughty, and now they're even more mad at you. Now they have an actual reason to be mad at you. Yeah. It's stupid. God. Another thing people say when people are bullying you is that it means they like you.
Yeah.
A lot of times that's with like opposite sex situations, but not necessarily. They're like, this person is just fucked up and awkward and they like you and they don't know how to express it properly, which I guess could be true some of the time, but probably not when they're beating your face in or shoving you into lockers and shit. Like, people have all kinds of weird fucked up advice about bullies and they're almost always wrong. I think I don't know the best advice on how to deal with a bully. But I think maybe some of the best advice I could possibly give would be to joke with them.
Yeah.
Like, obviously they're not going to engage in the jokes,
mm-hmm.
but like joke at them, joke, like, okay. If it's physical bullying, it's a different story. If it's physical bullying, honestly, I think the best thing you can do is fight them.
Oh yeah.
But
especially if you're a kid, that's the only time you can get away with that.
Right.
When you're an adult, it's you risking getting entered into the system, going to prison. Yeah.
But if it's emotional bullying, if it's name calling and it's really bothering you, then I think the best thing you can do is like joke about it. Like, if they call you a faggot, yeah, I suck a lot of dicks.
Yeah. Then
you know me, always sucking dicks.
Yeah, you do suck dicks.
Yep. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Actually, I got it. I have some dicks I gotta go suck right now, so are we done? Or
yeah,
you know, like, because they don't know what to do with that kind of shit because they're always fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think I was ever a bully as a kid, but I picked on kids mm-hmm. when I was a kid. I remember there was this one kid that I used to say had a vagina. It was a boy. I used to say he had a vagina and that he would shove a frozen hot dog in it. And that he would pretend that was his penis. And he would just get this look on his face like, oh.
Because that's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah, but it's also a completely retarded thing to say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and like, it's so retarded that like, if you said, how did you know?
Yeah.
Then what am I... Exactly. You really do that? Nobody's going to believe that you really do that.
Yeah.
It's not like I really believe that you really do. Like, it's so silly. And it's sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Like, I know that words can hurt kind of, like they can make you feel bad, but really, like somebody, you're a slut. Okay.
Yeah.
Just relax. Stop killing yourselves. Who gives a fuck what dickheads think?
Yeah. I think the using humor against them is very powerful because if there's other people witnessing that and they see that you're using humor against them, chances are they'll take your side because you're just kind of blowing it off, making them laugh, and they're seeing just how stupid this person is.
I just don't get, like, this guy, Tyler Clementi, what could possibly be so terrible about what happened that he couldn't imagine going on?
Yeah.
You know, like, people know I'm gay and they know I made out with dudes and they've seen it.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even
bullied or anything. He was just somebody was being a dick, like you said.
I would be mortified. So minimal. I would be mortified if I found out somebody had a sex tape of me.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm completely fucking gross, and I don't need you to see me doing gross things while existing in a gross fashion. Yeah. I would be mortified. But I wouldn't kill myself.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was like if you suddenly found out I like to pee on girls and it was a video of that. Like I wouldn't kill myself. Like this is the only myself I get. Yeah. I'm going to ride it out. Just stop killing yourselves, gays. Cut it out. And I really think too that it's like all these anti-bullying PSAs and stuff, they really are just like giving bullies tips.
Yeah.
Like, hey, guess what? You know those gay kids you hate? They kill themselves if you're really mean to them. Yeah. So you want to get rid of the gays, just say mean things to them. And apparently it works.
I think all the PSAs are kind of giving the bullies ammo. And it makes them feel justified. Because here's the kid that I'm bullying. And he's got all these parents on his side. And it's all about the kid and the teachers and... In my head, that's all lame shit, you know? You're going to mommy and daddy type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm clearly more badass than you. I'm going to keep bullying you because you're a little wiener mama's boy tattling, you know? So, because that's when they're trying to make bullying itself illegal.
Which I think is nuts. I mean, it's just...
All these parents are coming together.
It's just mean conversation. Yeah. Like, at what point does it become... How do you even determine that it's bullying?
Yeah.
Like, if I call you an asshole, is that bullying?
Yeah.
If I call you a gay asshole, is that bullying? Like, at what point does it become bullying? How mean do I have to be before it's bullying?
I know.
It's silly.
I think back in the day, kids were duking it out, you know? Kids were defending themselves and beating bullies' asses.
And what if Tyler, instead of killing himself... What if he took it in another direction? Mm-hmm. Instead of getting depressed and sad and killing himself, he got mad and he shot up the school.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be Robbie's fault? Because I don't think so. Like, the Columbine kids supposedly at least felt that everybody at their school was a meathead bully and that they had it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's probably a load of shit. And of course, they didn't have it coming regardless. But nobody's like, well, not nobody. I'm sure there's some crazy person, but nobody's like, yeah, you guys had it coming. I mean,
yeah,
you know, they didn't arrest the school afterwards. Like, yeah. you can't hold somebody else responsible for the crazy shit that the people they're mean to do. So that's basically it. That's all I got to say about the gays.
Yeah.
Stop killing yourselves. Stop it.
It is definitely very predominant in the gay community. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, transsexual.
Gay, lesbian, bisexual, suicidal.
Yeah. Man, just so sad. God damn.
That's all all I got on the gays. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about, or should we?
I got some stuff, but I'm going to save it for next week. I think we got enough here, Kyle.
Okay. Well, one thing I wanted to mention is that Skype is a liar.
Yeah, I read that on the Facebook. What are you talking about?
There's these little notifications in Skype, and our voicemail line number was set to expire not too long ago, and I would get these notifications saying, "Hey, your number's going to expire soon." And I was like, "Okay, I got to remember to renew that." And one day, I got a notification that said, "We've delivered your order. It's ready for you to use," and it's got all this stuff about how much money they charged me and everything.
Yeah.
And it says your recurring payments for your number will be charged on the same date or as close as possible on each billing period. So I was like, oh, my memory's total shit. I guess last year when I renewed, I set it to auto-renew.
Oh, I
see. It's telling me they're charging me money and my order has been delivered. It's telling me it's gone through.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I don't need to do anything about that. I never bothered to check my bank statement to see that it went through. And then a while later, I get a Twitter message from I'm Kilo saying, is your number broken? Because I called it and it says it's no longer in service or whatever. So I check my notification again and it's there still. It says, like, I read it right. So then I went and logged in on the Skype website and they're telling me my number's expired and I have 71 days or something to renew it. So I renewed it. I went and I checked my bank account. I only got charged the one time, the second time.
Yeah.
So Skype's just a liar.
That is, oh, I would bring that to their attention so this shit doesn't happen again if enough people, if it's happened to them. Otherwise, that's going to happen every year.
The only thing I can think of, and I don't think this is it.
Fucking annoying.
But the only thing I can think of is that they had my old address.
Yeah.
As like in my billing information, they had my old address. So maybe when they went to bill me, it got rejected because the address didn't match. I don't think that's it, though.
I don't know.
Because I've done that before, like ordered stuff using the old billing address when it doesn't match anymore and it goes through anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think that's the case.
It's just a mix up.
Skype's just a liar. But my point in bringing that up is that if you tried to call in recently and got some kind of this number is not in service message, it's back. The number is back. 616-328-5581. Another thing I wanted to mention is stickers. While I was on Whiskey Thursday, I think somebody named BK Panda, I believe, said, "Hey, where are my stickers?" And I was like, "I'm just really lazy." And
because I was going to say,
I knew of one sticker request that was pending that I had not sent out. Well, today, this morning, I was like, "I'm going to do this." I had an envelope. I was ready to write down the address. I went and I checked that email that was supposed to have the address, and it just had a bunch of instructions about how many stickers the person wanted. There was no address.
Well, no shit, it's not out yet then.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. I hadn't read it before. But yeah, whoever that was, you didn't send an address, and that was somebody named Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Now, BK Panda, I know that the BK part stands for Brian Kelly. So I don't think that was Mitchell. So I don't think I ever even got a sticker request from Brian Kelly.
Well, shit, I hope that's not the website being weird.
It could be. So at this point, if anyone is sitting around going, "I never got my stickers," just send me an email. Yeah. Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com and include your address. Let me know that you've been waiting. Because I only had the one pending request and it didn't have an address. So Mitchell, send me your damn address.
All right.
So that's that. So I guess, as usual, you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can email me at Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can check out the forums. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. It's a hip-hop happening place to be, and I totally didn't jump the gun on it. You can check out the Twitter and the Facebook, twitter.com/itchhat and facebook.com/itchhat. I don't think I usually do that in that order. And you can send us all of your monies. We did get a donation recently of, I believe it was $9, which was pretty awesome. I'm not going to say who it was from because I never know if that's okay to do or not, but you know who you are and you're my favorite.
What if they donate and they're like, "Hey, Kyle and Orion, can you do me a favor and just mention my name and that I donated every episode, you know, beginning and at the end, and just say how awesome I am?"
If they donate every episode, I'll be glad to.
I would do it even if they donated once, Kyle.
Really? Because that's insane.
I know. Okay. That just okay.
Don't make promises that I won't keep.
All right. And that's it.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right. That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word.